like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
You're on the air. There you go. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? How you doing, pal?
I'm fine. How are you? I just wanted to say that the Meow Mix commercial that you played that said Meow Mix came in three flavors. I think they were full of dreck because no matter what you did, it always needed salt anyway. I don't care what kind of flavor it was. I used to make Mike O'Mara stand on his head and I would eat it with a spoon off of his tank. And still, it wouldn't help.
Get tuned to WBAY. That's why I'm here.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365. 36, 36. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hello!
Hi there, friends.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hello!
Hi, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
you are. Happy Mardi Gras.
Hi there, little brain. I'm one of you. So is Mike.
Smaller today than it was on Friday.
Welcome to the show, For and About Little Brain. Don and Mike Show, new episode. Oh, my God, like a Tuesday. It kind of feels like a Monday, everybody. I'm taking a spot out of a shirt right now.
I feel fat, and it's Tuesday.
Brian, I'm open. Phone number, as you heard, 877-365-3636. Really, are you continuing the show from Saturday night right now?
No, this is...
your food show?
This is a part of a light Doritos chip that got on my New Orleans Saint shirt that I wore in honor of Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday today.
Oh, that's right. Are we doing Lent this year? I think I gave up on Lent a while ago.
You gave it up.
Screw the whole process. That's what I gave up for Lent was Lent, the whole ridiculous Catholic give up something for 40 days and 40 nights thing.
I'm not really capable of giving up anything anyway, so not for any length of time. So it's really an exercise of futility.
Certainly not cigarettes. No. Mike, let's start today's show. Let's start the show with... Finally!
Oh, turn off Brian Adams. Turn that off. Our brand new website is up! Actually, it's the same old website. It's just got a new coat of paint on it.
Yeah, but it's prettier. It's beautiful.
It's nice.
I think it's really gorgeous.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Uh-huh. Check it out. Brand new front page. Clown phobia is real. Hey, buddy, check out what's new. Buzz's News. Audio clips, the daily log. Oh, my God. How dangerous. Message board.
Oh no. You're kidding me.
Message board.
Uh-oh. Incredible.
That is going to have to be run by somebody. Hi, John.
It's 100% moderated. Nothing goes up unless I say so.
Okay. Oh,
very good.
Well, that means nothing good's going to get on there.
That's true.
And, the nice picture of Buzz wearing his girls' Super Bowl shirt.
Right. Wonderful. Well, it really looks like they put some time, some effort into it, and it looks very nice. I'm very pleased with it.
There you go. So that's our website. The brand new website design is up. And thank you, everybody, for that. DonandMikeWebsite.com. The story that everybody is talking about is crazy Britney Spears.
Yeah, that water cooler is buzzing about the shaved head.
So let's see if we can tap into some of this. We could, and I would still tap into Britney Spears. I don't care how shaved her
head
is.
Even with that, I thought that really would finally demonstrate to you just how fugly she is.
No.
Michael, what's up? This is Britney Spears. I'm over here with your homeboy, Dawn.
Hi.
We were just celebrating the release of my new fragrance called Midnight Fantasy.
Yeah, under your skull.
When he handed me his phone and asked me to share a fantasy about the coolest guy in the world, you. You see, one evening after the sun had set, there was a wicked warrior. lived in a magical and mysterious place called Connecticut. His life was filled with one adventure after another. You know, playing an instrument, going to the gym, and of course, flexing in front of the mirror. Then one day, something incredibly magical happened.
What, Brittany?
He spotted a mystical muse, Dawn.
Hi.
Who seduced him with her magical powers.
I did.
He was spellbound by her scent, Midnight Dennis. So they decided to meet at midnight at a secret location.
Okay, listen, honey.
He brought an acoustic guitar.
Shut
and she waited behind a tree.
Boys.
When the clock struck 12,
shut up.
They began a bombastic
Shut up!
Sounds like I did it about 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
Right now, 304 on the East Coast. We got a show that's lasting 4 hours today. Every woman that comes by and shaves her head on the air gets $1,000.
Wow.
And we'll put your pictures on our brand new redesigned website.
Any age limitations?
Open up that hair down there, Mike.
Very good. 18 and up.
Or let's go with Connecticut, or rather Kentucky standards.
12 and up? No, the parents won't allow it. Can't 12, do that.
12 and up. See, that, you know what that is? That's the father in you.
Yes.
You got to stop that right away.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably right. There should be an age limit, but why mention it right up front?
I agree. It's why the dad in me, you know? Well, I got to be responsible sometimes.
We don't broadcast right next to a high school anymore.
No. No.
Now,
no longer next to Paul the Sixth.
We had to move.
So the deal is that our studios are right here on Rockville Pike in classic Rockville, Maryland. Uh-huh. And for the next 4 hours, any woman that comes down and gets her hair her head shaved.
Because we want to really, hop aboard this Britney train. She's a trendsetter, and we want to be at the cutting edge of that trend.
Absolutely. So come on down, chicks.
A Britney train. $1,000.
$1,000.
That is serious money.
Yeah. Every woman that comes by to get her head shaved. And, of course, there will be caveats. Like, for instance, if you've got a real butch military haircut to begin with.
Then you're a woman.
Yeah. We may dicker on the price a little bit.
What about men? Are men going to be at all encouraged?
No, this is just for chicks, Mike.
Men, like, can't come by and do it for a dollar?
Sure. All day, every day.
I figure we got the shears down here.
You have the shears, correct?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
The Britney shears.
Have they been properly sanitized, Rob? Have you kept them in your cooler, your beer cooler?
How's that?
All right, so what's happened to that incredible Britney Spears momentum?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is really, you're just going to see women all over America that are going to be shaving their heads.
Come on down. And
she ripped the idea off from Sinead O'Connor, though.
How'd you know a way to make it even more radio-friendly would be to say that for all the hair that's cut today, we'll donate it to hospitals so that kids with cancer can have hair.
Locks
real,
of love.
Real human hair. That's right. So, you see, there's good. There's good with the bad.
That's right.
Is there any bonus?
What a load.
Is there any bonus for women that check out of rehab to come by here and shave their head?
After only 24 hours in rehab?
8 hours or so, wasn't it?
Well, and did they determine whether she was down at Eric Clapton's joint or was she in the Bahamas? I mean, nobody really was sure about where she tried to.
Tonight said it was Eric Clapton's joint.
Way deep in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
As long as she's better now.
And the other thing that I'm hearing more and more about Britney Spears now, the tone with the announcers on virtually every media platform that you go to. Britney Spears. Could she be the next Anna Nicole Smith? And what can we do to help her? Please. Who wants to help her? Honey, do it. Shave your head. Get tattoos. Go crazy.
And she is not in any way, as much as I'm not a big fan of Britney, she's not like Anna Nicole, because we haven't had those public displays where she comes out and says, like my body.
Well, they do go to the clip before on the Today Show where she had the snot bubbles with Matt Lauer.
Yes.
Where she's crying and she's fatter and she's saying, just leave me alone. And then they have the shot of her getting out of the limo without her pants on.
Fabulous, yes.
The best tone is on that, again, the Showbiz Tonight, which is Slicky Boy of Slicky Boy, AJ Hammer. And he says, Britney, kind of worried about you a bit. And for them, that's like sending a card.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's pretty bad.
So that's the deal that we have for any chick out there.
Yes.
You want to come down and shave your head. It's a one-day offer.
That's right.
Because we know the news crews will be on their way down here as soon as they find out we got a chick to shave her head today.
Mm-hmm.
That's our
that's
our ticket to Live at 5, Mike.
We know that Doug Buchanan will be making his way down here with the red Channel 9 news parka.
Oh, the good old days. There was a time way back, I mean way back, long before most of you were born, when Mike and I were doing radio.
Before you were born.
When
cars ran on wood.
We could actually do crap like this. And the TV stations would come down to
They'd consider it news.
Yes. Neil, I like the way you said that.
They'd consider it news. When news happens, Don and Mike are there shaving heads. Who is going to be doing the shaving?
Robbie.
He's the pro. He's experienced at it.
He's got the steady hand for it, I think. Yeah, he does.
Right, so. Do you hear that confidence, ladies?
Yeah, I think I can.
And he loves women, so what could go wrong?
Well, you know what? And if not, Rob,
a big, like, huge gash through a forehead.
Gash. I'm really sorry.
Nice gash. Oh, and of course, ladies, if you don't feel comfortable with Rob, and many ladies don't, including Rob's wife, there's always Buzz.
Yeah. I'll back him up.
Buzz, of course, will do the shaving.
The gentle hands of Buzz.
Buzz, Buzz always does the shaving.
Yeah, he can do that.
Sure.
Oh, hey. He's as good a shaver as Rusty Ford was one time, a guy that we worked with.
How about that Buzz Burbank? Is he something?
He is something. I say that every day.
What have I done?
Oh, you know what you've done.
So everyone knows what I've done.
TiVo, my TiVo. Sorry, there you go. Hi, TiVo. My TiVo did not pick up Grey's Anatomy for my girlfriend. Not a big deal for me, big deal for her.
Mm-hmm.
So we were coming back from our weekend with Mike and Carla. I'll tell you about that in a second. And we're just talking in the car, and she said, oh, I really wanted to see Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, you know, it's like, your favorite show.
It's a cliffhanger.
I said, what can I do? And I didn't record it. I said, you know what? I bet Buzz, even though the show was on Thursday, I bet Buzz has it somewhere, because that's the type of cat Buzz is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I called. Buzz wasn't at home, left a quick voicemail, got a voicemail back from Buzz while we were in the casino, saying not only did he have the episode archived, but that when I came into work today, he would put it on a disc for me. And here it is, for Janet tonight when I get home.
You know, the thing is, the truth, real truth, he's done that for many people over the years. He's wonderful like that. It's great to have somebody that can do that.
I provide.
It's terrific. I'm
happy to do it.
It's nice. And I got to tell Janet the whole story about how you have your own primetime grid. And I said, I'm positive Buzz has it. I said, what was the episode on last Thursday? He's not even burned it onto his permanent encase.
You watch
your disaster disc.
Yeah, and because it's on opposite.
And if it's one of the shows you watch, you're definitely going to have it.
Well, it's on opposite CSI, so I never watch it on Thursday when it airs. Right. I hold on to it and watch it later. So naturally, I would have it in the house when he called to ask for a copy.
In the house.
We do thank you for that, Buzz.
You're very welcome.
And one other thing for the weekend, before we get into everything we did, I do have to show you a picture. And, Mike, this is a picture for you.
Okay.
A text picture that I got from my kid. I just want to say I am a very progressive parent.
Huh?
Right? It's a message inbox, message from Bart Reed. This was received Sunday afternoon at about 2 p.m. There you go. That's the picture I got and the text I got from my kid. My girlfriend and I were having lunch, and my phone goes, beep, text message from Bart.
Is that the only message right there?
Yeah, and the picture. And
shall I describe it?
Sure, please do.
It's a picture of your son, whose hair is much darker than it used to be. I guess that's his natural color now.
I guess.
He was a towhead at one point when he was little. He appears to be not wearing clothing.
They have the sheets pulled up to their neck.
But he's got bare shoulders. And
it's him and a girl.
And the girl appears to be either wearing a sweater or that's a blanket.
That's a blanket.
And underneath...
A shot was taken in bed.
Uh-huh. Underneath, it's a picture. The picture, it says, I'm spent.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
That's almost too much.
Perhaps they've just finished doing
it. Yeah, I know.
Almost too much information.
Nice, huh?
Isn't it? Jesus.
Nice.
Wow.
So how do you reply? I didn't.
Didn't reply?
I didn't.
That's probably the best course of action.
An attractive young woman?
She's nice. She goes to UGA. Goes to Georgia.
Yeah.
I thought, well, what do I do? Well, the first thing I thought is I could go, like, take a picture just of my sack and send it to him.
That's the first place you went.
But I thought, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't need to see that on his cell phone. Then I said to Janet, well, we could go upstairs and take a, not a provocative picture, but I said, no,
you, you
no.
Could, you know what you could have done, which would have been funny? You could have taken the exact same kind of picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been just you. And you all you would have said, so am I.
But I thought, there was just a part of me that thought, it's funny if he does it. It's not funny if I do it.
Yeah.
So I
who
said,
knows who we'd show it
could
to.
Could be creepy, yeah.
I said to Jan, I said, you got that picture you took of Mike and I, right? And she said, yeah, because she took a bunch of pictures of us at dinner on Saturday night. I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to text that picture to Bart, and I'm going to text him on the bottom, say, write him, I'm spent, too. Because it's a picture of Mike and I real drunk with our arms around each other at this table. And... we at this point of the day, we're both...
That was true, too. I mean, and we were spent about an hour into the evening.
Wow.
We were fumbling around...
We were all spent.
On Janet's phone, trying to figure out how to text this thing to my kid. And your phone is not set up for texting. You know, you got to set up an email account and everything else. So finally, we're standing in the middle of a casino, really... had to be like two monkeys. If they're looking at us from space, they really have to think that we are a culture of monkeys. My girlfriend had her cell phone out and was looking at the tiny, tiny picture of Mike and I.
Right.
I, with my cell phone camera, was trying to take a picture of the picture on her cell phone.
That's not going to work.
No, with the bright overhead light and people walking by and the smell of
the electronics will probably interfere with it. You know.
Never happened. Didn't send back any snappy retort.
Well, maybe that's best. Maybe that's the best thing you could have done is ignore that type of...
Maybe.
And listen, now hold on a second. Maybe we're all making assumptions. Maybe he was just tired.
No. Oh, no.
Maybe he was just tired.
No.
No. He was
saying, I've just had sex.
There had been a conversation he and I had had previously, not a text conversation. Uh-huh. A real conversation.
Oh, okay.
Where he indicated that he was having a longer weekend than he had anticipated.
I understand. Okay.
It's one of those things.
Do you think that he sent it with the knowledge that she... I mean, I'm sure he took the picture of both of them. Do you think that she knew he was sending that along to you?
Yeah. I mean, as weird as it sounds in my weird world, that was funny. Things are cool enough with my son and I that...
Right.
You know, and it really was all based on, this is a dumb backstory, but phone tag. Because on Saturday night he called and said, hey, I want to tell you something. And I called him back and I couldn't get a hold of him. And then it was something stupid about like Aaron Sorkin or Studio 60 being canceled or something. And we traded emails and I got up on Sunday morning and it said, bidoop, you have a message.
There it was.
Oh, no, this was a call that he had left. This was a voicemail. At 1:20 a.m., because he thought I might have still been up.
Right.
Because I was with you. He said, hey, Dad, it's Bart. I don't know if you're up or not. Call me as soon as you get this message.
Huh.
So I got this on Sunday morning. I call him up, and he goes, hello? And I said, hey, I got your urgent message. What is it?
Nothing.
I said, oh, why did you say call right away?
I thought you might be awake because you were with Uncle Mike. I wanted to... tell you so I want to go to sleep.
I said, all right, see you later. So,
all right, so he wanted to tell you something right away.
So let's fast forward to 3 hours later. Calls me up again. Janet and I are walking around the casino. And he says, hey, Pop, I see you called. I said, I spoke to you. He said, I must have been sleeping. Then I said something like, shouldn't you be getting ready for classes or whatever? And he said, I'm having a lazy day with my girlfriend. And I said, okay, and he started telling me details that I didn't want to know, not graphic details, but he just said, we're just laying in bed, just reading the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, that's a bit too much information. I don't need to hear that.
Right.
And he said, well, come on, Dad, what's the problem? I'm a grown-up, she's a grown-up. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. And so finally I hung up. And because I hung up on him, that's why he sent me the picture.
Okay, that does me. Now I like the story better.
Even
that's not as creepy. He said it to work you a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fine.
100% trying to
work. That's kind of cute, actually.
Are there any tricks here yet to shave? Get their head shaved?
$1,000.
They've lined up and we're processing them.
$1,000 a head. Lined up around.
$1,000 and there.
That's a lot of money to shave your head off.
They're not here yet.
Shave your head off. No, you don't want to do that.
Shave your head clean off.
Just your hair.
Layer by layer.
All right, let's get to... Let's get through our weekend, shall we?
Bright light city. Well, it's not Vegas. It's Atlantic City.
Close enough.
Atlantic City.
Smells like feet. Smells like ass. What a great city.
But I, you know,
what a great time.
I over the years, but let me just start this out with saying this. Over the years, whether it be Ireland, whether it be, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, whether it be anywhere we've traveled, where you've done a lot of wheel work, and I've come in here and busted your balls pretty handily about your driving skills and your directional skills and all that, you really did, you know, take me away home from Atlantic City that I will permanently use, that I am delighted with now, and, you know, that, you know, I mean, you said it was a great route to go, that it was really, really fast.
It's a secret shortcut.
But yeah, I'm not revealing it on the air. I'm sorry.
Not going to do that.
Have no intention of doing that.
It's one of those things you
told. But I'll never go any other way now.
You tell somebody to go this way to Atlantic City and
nobody
say,
believe you.
They say you're retarded because you're like going 100 miles out of your way when in reality, it's the world's best shortcut. I wish I could tell you, but I can't.
It's the best. And thank you for that. So that's a really good thing. And it's one of the things I remember from the weekend, which is delightful. No, I remember everything almost to a fault. Wow.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
That's a shame. I guess both of our best moments, unfortunately, we didn't share. So I only wish we could have both experienced our highlights.
Your highlights were pretty much in front of me.
Well, the best highlight wasn't, though. That's what I'm saying. The highlight of highlights wasn't in front of you, and you would have been so pleased.
Oh, and me with you. Are you talking about the violence?
Yeah, the violence. The real violence would have been.
Each of us had a run-in with someone in the hotel.
Big time. I mean, big time.
Before we get to that, let's start right at the very beginning.
Yeah,
so we're going to go to AC. Just Mike and I and our girlfriends.
Right. I'm taking the slow way up and, you know, taking the real sluggish way. And it is really, seriously, one of the slowest trips I've ever had up to Atlantic City. And I'm on that old Route 40 driving along.
Meanwhile,
crawling.
We have been there for 2 hours, sat in the bar, having a drink. I'm calling Mike, and I know Mike is really testy because I was not drunk, but certainly not by the stretch of, by 11 o'clock that night. Had a drink.
It's getting to be cocktail hour, and I'm really itching to get there.
It's like 3:30 in the afternoon. Mike said
it's cocktail hour for
me. Mike said we're going to meet up around 2, right? So we're having a drink, and I'm feeling no pain, and I call Mike, and I'm like, it's real loud, of course. Hey, buddy, where are you?
The background sound when you called me, you know, you couldn't record it any better for that casino. It's just exactly what it sounds like in the background.
Hey, buddy, are you here? It's great. Mike, where are you?
And I can barely hear on the other end.
I'm on effing Route 40.
It took us about 5 hours to get up to Atlantic City.
Wow. So
we stopped for lunch thinking we'd be okay, but the total time, probably 4 hours if you count the time we stopped for lunch.
So we had a chance to catch a quick power nap and then met Mike and Carla about 7 p.m. for some drinks before dinner.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw Mike, he comes around the corner, and he's got a glass of whiskey in his hand,
sure.
And he's holding it like this, at this angle.
Well, let me just explain what happened.
You know your Caddyshack angle,
when you hold
something that Caddyshack way?
I was checking in, and you said, listen, because we got a late start, and we arrived late, we're going to go catch a little power nap and meet you down there at 7 o'clock. So by the time I got checked in, was probably 4:30, and at that point I went down, and I got started. And Carla went back to the room to freshen up. I didn't feel any real need for that. I would gamble and start my surviving right from the get-go.
You are something.
I did. I walked in with the old drinky poo.
And he's got the drink in one hand, and he's greeting with the other hand, and it's very to the open. Hey, how are you? Come on, have a seat. It's my place, baby. So we go to this bar, and we sit down, and we have, I don't know, maybe 100.
We leave the bar we were going to meet at. You come out to me and greet me out there, and
it's too loud.
It's too loud in there and too crowded, so we go to another place where you can sit down and have a little chat.
And at that point, this is what all couples do, and I think that you and I are finally to the point in our relationship where, this would be hard to explain, because Mike and I are like brothers, and for a lot of time through Mike's wives and my wife, and now my girlfriend, but not so much with my girlfriend and not with Carla, there was always that weird if one of us would do something, the other one I know in private would say later to the wife, like, did you see what he did? Mm-hmm. Did you see how bad he is? And you only did that to make yourself look better by comparison.
Right. We've done that for 20 years.
Like, you know, and you know that I do it, and I know that you do it. Like,
yeah, we've known that. I mean, we always knew. It was unspoken, but we both knew that we did that.
It'd always be like, look, did you see he had like 25 drinks? Well, you had 20. But yes, he had 25.
Yeah. Right.
And Mike,
right.
Mike would say, did you see how rude he was? He just got up and
And I mean, it's no holes barred. I mean, really. I mean, it's kind of all spirit and love and war.
Absolutely.
With wives, it would be... Now, the best example would be, there he goes. Yeah, there he goes. Yeah, but, I bet if you weren't with him or whatever, he'd have a room full of hookers.
To save yourself.
Yeah, there he goes. Yeah, bastard.
And then, because we would...
Right, and just, it's to cover, you know, it's so that anything that would happen bad where we'd be together, uh-huh. we could blame it on the other
blame
person.
Blame it on the
right.
other guy.
Right. It's the way it was. It's the way it's always been done.
But now, we're at a point in our lives where we don't have to do that.
We're not really that concerned. It's a little bit more... You know, you see both these women that have the misfortune of being with us. They know that they have who they have, and we are who we are.
And what's nice about us is that our advanced prehistoric ages, we've told our chicks, deal with us. You know, this is right. the way that we are.
Don't go change.
And what results now is because of that, where the couples would pair off boy, girl, mm-hmm. They now, I mean, girl, girl, boy, boy.
Yeah, now it goes the other
way. It's the other way.
Which
where
is really the normal social way. Yeah, that
actually, the normal is the way it should
makes
happen.
More sense.
And it's, you know, because I don't know Janet that well, and Don doesn't know Carla that well, so it's a very interesting dynamic. Because, you know, we talk to each other. My God, how many hours have we spent? Literally, if you talked about people that were friends, good friends, and you added up the amount of conversation, and you would never compare that to people that do what we do on the radio.
We've talked before about the fact you guys spend more time together than married couples do.
Oh, yeah. So it was fun, and everybody was imbibing, and everybody was real excited. And it was one of those kind of conversation deals, at least the way I found it, where you just can't get enough conversation going. It's just kind of yak.
And Mike, here's what it is, and I really put my finger right on it. About 10 minutes into it was the fact that I knew that there were no traps, and you knew that there were no traps.
Yep.
And I do not know how to explain this.
I think we have to give credit to the women we're with. I think we really do. I mean, they're both similar in that what you see is what you get, and they're not gonna trip you up. And that's what
they haven't known you long enough to compare to previous behavior.
Yeah.
So this is still pretty fresh.
That's very true, Buzz.
Yeah, I think that's why you got the pass.
That's very true.
Well, it was relaxing. It was very well, but it was relaxing. Like, for me, it was relaxing. I could have been there with Satan, and it would have been relaxing.
You were there with Satan. It was very relaxing.
And here's when I walked into the casino. First thing I do is I get my wad. Okay,
hey,
I get my little wad of cash.
You're not.
Go get my wad of cash, and at the same time I'm getting that, Carla says to the waitress coming through, they don't have my particular flavor of beer. And what I said was, and I think for about 1 second I said, whiskey.
Right to whiskey. And see, this is the...
So that's what I started with, and...
This is the perfect difference that I'm trying to say in the relationship. And I don't mean any disrespect, certainly to Frida, who I love more than anything.
Of course.
A good example, though, would be if Frieda and I had been with Mike and Carla,
mm-hmm.
and we'd seen Mike right away, immediately Frieda would have made me feel that I, because we'd been married so long,
mm-hmm.
made me feel that I would have to say something like, well, no matter what happens, I'm not going to be that bad tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was always stuff like that, but
I know
you and I did it all the time
mm-hmm.
to each other.
Yeah.
And now...
There was more control, which is really from the way I felt on Sunday, it would have been a good thing for me because wow, it was nonstop. It was go Gophers right from the beginning.
You're the Charles Barkley of drinking. You know,
let me tell you why I'm not.
The Black Rhino could pull that race off, and I didn't think that you could pull that thing off.
Did he win?
Yeah, yes, he did. And
did he really? Oh, that's fantastic!
Not only did he I don't want to say
I didn't know that
he won so convincingly. He took the last 5, 6, 7 steps backwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the old man ref because he was diving for the line at the very end screwed up his knee when he fell on.
Oh no!
Oh. And then afterwards, I am not kidding. They kissed on the lips.
I wish I'd seen that.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that. You know, you say that I'm the Charles Barkley of great.
No, I'm not.
You are. Let me tell you why I'm not.
That's a compliment, Mike.
I know it's a compliment, but I can't receive that compliment honestly because you look, in order to do that, in order to be that, I would have had to be up the next morning and gone, okay, what are we up to next? And I'm talking about not necessarily without a hangover. I'm saying ready to just, you know, have a little something to eat and go, go, go.
No, no, here's what
I was gone Sunday. There was nothing. I wouldn't have been able to function Sunday at all. I was more than spent.
Yeah, because you were spent.
I had to be removed from the casino and taken home.
Oh, dear.
I had to be driven home.
But I will say again, in your defense, as being the Charles Barkley of drinking, that in that 12-hour splotch of time that you're drinking,
right,
you put so much into it.
Yeah, I do.
And I'm not talking just about the amount. I'm talking about when Mike has a drink, and at one point during dinner, Mike had a glass of champagne in one hand.
It was as big, wasn't it as big as this tissue?
Yes, it was.
Well, my regular drink was about as big as this. And we should say thank you to our friend up there.
We should, yeah. Victor Tiffany.
Victor Tiffany up there. Really, you know, a very, very nice guy. Made some arrangements for us, and we appreciate it.
Mike's got a big glass of champagne and a big glass of Irish whiskey.
Not a great mixture.
Both of them in front of his face, and he says, you know what's good? He said, what's good? He said, this! And I really thought you were going to mix the two together.
No.
You did not.
No.
You took a drink of one, drink of the other, drink of one, drink of the other.
Well, he sent over, a bottle of my favorite stuff, you know, that
that
champagne.
Was my undoing. That champagne was my
that's
undoing.
That's everybody's undoing. That'll do you in. That'll do you in big time. But the thing that killed me was the combination of those two substances, the Irish whiskey and the champagne together. Mm-hmm. You know, the food was great. We had a great dinner. You know, had some great, great time. Did we do any gambling at all together?
No.
None?
No, because
we didn't end up doing any gambling together.
Before dinner, we were going to gamble, and we stayed at the bar.
Right.
Then we were at that restaurant a long goddamn time, like 4 hours, and then after that, we went to the bar.
We really were at that restaurant for a long time.
And then we were at that, then we went to the bar afterwards, and then that was when I said adios,
and
it was so loud in there I couldn't handle it.
All I know is that Carla said to me, he said 1 o'clock when she said to me, you know, hey, really, we ought to pack it in. He said that's when you should have packed it in. I think it was more like 2:30 that I packed it in. And you know, when I woke up at 8:45 in the morning, and really with no business waking up, the condition my body was in, I should have awakened it. You know, the same way that I did that other time I told you. It should have been about 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, before we hit a break, I'll tell you, here's what Mike did at dinner. And what a show it was at dinner.
Thank you.
It was one of Mike's best food shows ever, for those who have ever been with
Mike. Well, listen, when somebody ramps me up, when somebody says, hey, you know, this is what he does, and I'm in a place that's a classy joint like this, and I've had something to drink, I really feel like I owe it to my public.
You know. Two highlights. One would be, we ordered this thing of caviar, and you know, caviar comes in this tiny little, like, jelly jam jar that you would get room service.
This would be referred to as my Anthony Quinn impression.
And
from the movie Revenge.
After everybody takes a little bit and spreads it on their cracker.
You know the movie I'm talking about, Buzz?
Yeah, I do. Incredibly expensive, and before anybody can help themselves to a second, Mike digs his finger and rubs it all over the inside of this jar.
I'm doing it to get all the little eggies.
To lick your finger.
Yes, yes, like Anthony Quinn in Revenge. Which he said was the best way to eat it.
Do you remember actually tonguing that little jar then?
Yeah, I do. Well, it was obvious no one was going to go for it again, so I decided I would reach in. I mean, this jar was so small, and it wasn't the real, you know, it wasn't the way you normally think of a caviar tin. Small. It was a tiny little jar, and you know, almost perfect tongue thimble size.
So this is going on, and some people were watching. I mean, people who weren't at our table were watching.
Sure.
When you really got the most amount of interest from the room, was when you were putting the onions in your nose
and firing them across the table.
No, really, Mike could put an onion in his left.
Well, let me explain. When they serve this stuff, this really expensive caviar at the table, you know, it's not what you're supposed to do. I mean, the whole idea of caviar, you're not supposed to play with it. So that makes it, to me, funnier to play with it.
Right.
They give you chopped egg, they give you diced onion, They give you capers, and they give you little pieces of bread to put the caviar in. Mm. Well, once we were done with the caviar, that food there is ammunition, as far as I'm concerned.
So Mike started, he said, hey, Janet. I said, Janet, pay attention.
Yeah.
Watch now. This is going to be an ad. You did not disappoint. Takes one of these big slices of onion.
Yep. Perfect cube.
Just like right up his left nostril.
Wow.
Everybody goes, whoa.
And then I said, fire. Boom, right across the table.
Wow.
Yeah. It was big fun. A good time was had by all.
It's a great show, Mike.
Now, I don't remember, but did Janet play with her food a little bit, too?
No.
Did she?
No.
Carla told me she played with her food or something. I don't remember.
The whole thing was that she spilled a glass of champagne, and the whole night wanted
to... She spilled it on you?
No, she spilled it on herself, and she wanted to stand up every 5 minutes just to say that she had spilled champagne on herself.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Come on, honey, get over it, for God's sakes. We got more important things to talk about. How about when, at one point, it was after we had had dinner, Carla wanted a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to have a cigar.
You should have seen my reaction when I found out that you had gone up to get a cigar. My reaction was like, you did what?
So here's what Janet said, Mike said. When we left the room, or left, yeah, we left the dining room.
Let me tell them what really happened. Don left the table, went up to his room and had sex with Carla, and then came back down, after.
You're funny, because that's what you said to Janet. I know you were kidding.
Closer than ever.
Carla wanted a cigarette, and I said, God, I would die for a cigar. I got a cigar up in my room. We'll be right back down. So we go upstairs. We're kind of drunk, and hey, big boy, we're talking about you.
Yes.
Nice conversations about Mike.
Yes, that's what she said.
And we arrive, we come back down like 15 minutes later.
And she told me you brushed your teeth.
I don't remember that.
You brushed your teeth. That backs up everything you've always said.
I don't even remember that.
You don't even remember brushing your teeth.
No, I don't.
She said you brushed your teeth. You brushed your teeth. You went to get cigars. You guys chatted for a little bit, and then you brushed your teeth.
And we go back.
After the meal, just like you said, caviar.
We go back downstairs, we sit down, and Janet pulls me aside, and she says, where were you for so long? And I said, how long were we gone? She's like, 15 minutes. I said, I don't know, Carla had a couple of cigarettes, and I said, we're talking about Mike, and everything's cool. She said, Mike said. And I said, and I was waiting to hear, like, what did Mike say? And she said, Mike said three things. I said, okay, what did he say? Turns out one of them was very nice.
Uh-huh.
She said, Mike said that I made you very happy, that you're a lot happier than you've been. And she's whispering this to me, because Mike's sitting right there at the table, right?
And I said, all the way across there.
And I said, well, that's very nice. It's a nice compliment. She said, then he said he thought that going upstairs with Carla to have sex. And I said, well,
he wouldn't say that.
I said, that's not the case. And she said, and then he told me I have really big boobs.
Oh, I just spit water on myself.
I thought I said that with everybody at the table.
No.
Sorry about that.
Au contraire.
Well, I don't want to go into the details, but no. Anyway, sorry.
You're
funny. Didn't the subject come up after that? Then at another point,
I do not remember.
I thought
that.
We brought it up. We went public with that before, because Carla knew about it. Because Carla knew I said something, so she was there when I said it. So it must have been after the fact. Because
no,
I think you might have mentioned it.
No. Because listen, I wasn't that gone, and I know you were just goofing around. I don't care. But Janet said that because Carla and I had been gone for so long. She sat in my chair,
right,
next to you, because we had been sitting,
right,
like we always do, and Mike and I dine together.
Right.
We can't fit boy, girl, boy, girl. We have to fit boy, boy, girl, girl.
Right.
So
I had met your lady one time before, and this was the first time I've spent any significant amount of time with her, and just happened to, notice something rather significant.
So you spoke up.
Really? Yeah. Well, I'm sure she knew that it was offered in a very complimentary fashion.
It was a compliment.
Jesus.
I'm sure she knows.
What?
She knows. I'm sure she knows.
She knows.
Well, yeah, I'm sure she knows, too.
She knows.
Yeah, she knew. But it was a very festive evening. Sounds like it.
And I believe, as Mike relayed to me, I think one of the nice things I said to Carla, Mike's girlfriend, who is really a very sweet girl.
Yes. This is and really, in Donnie vernacular, this is a very high compliment.
Said, you're really not a C. Wow. We were in a crowded restaurant. I leaned over and whispered it into her ear. Mm-hmm. Not that I had thought that she was, but,
right. Yep.
You know, for God's sakes, the roadside's littered with them,
yeah.
For
sure.
Goodness sakes. And go to Atlantic City is like Sealand,
mm-hmm.
For God's sakes. On Sunday morning, we got up and went to get coffee. We're standing outside just to get some fresh air, and Janet had put makeup and everything on, and we'd been to sleep, and we hadn't been up all night. And some old hag walking into the casino looked right at my girlfriend and said, "Well, you look like you've been up all night."
Ouch.
You know, I feel like that. And you look like you just...
How?
Because people just, they just say things.
Well, you know, it started early and ended late.
And I leaned over to Carla, and I went, you're not a
saint. And they couldn't have been nicer at this joint we were at. I mean, as far as, you know, all the people there, people at the restaurant, everybody was just, was terrific.
Yep, they treated like a big shots or something.
They truly did.
Very nice.
And the interesting dynamic of my opportunity at this restaurant to meet Mike O'Mara again, a waiter, and for some, and point out accurately.
Oh my God!
That
did you make a scene with this?
This is the third time that I've met this. Maybe the fourth. I've met him four times.
You made.
I always request this guy to wait on the on us at the table, and for the fourth time, he always comes over, and it's always like, "Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Oh, sorry, I can't wait on you." And I this was the first time I decided to really point it out.
There is a waiter at this restaurant in Atlantic City named Mike O'Mara.
What would you estimate his age to
be? At least 60.
He's up there.
At least 60.
He's a very nice guy.
Mike made a scene when we were waiting for the table, because Mike right away started saying in that loud, "I'm having a good time" way,
right.
"Hey! Where's that waiter named Mike O'Mara? He never waits on me."
And then we're sitting at our table, and again, and the guy, you're goddamn right, comes over and says, "Hey, how you
Isn't
doing?"
Isn't it hysterical the way he does? And he walks over, seriously. Now listen. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I'm not
Mike
in there.
O'Mara.
I'm not in there turning tables over. I'm actually a pretty good person when I'm in there under normal circumstances. And he comes over again, and Don's an eyewitness to this, where he walks over, and it's always
it's funny, it's great.
"Hey, how are you? And didn't I say something? Hey, you going to be waiting on us tonight?" "No, sorry." And he practically runs away.
Wow. What makes it so great is
that he's done this to me three or four times. It's just there. I mean, he's a waiter there.
He
could wait on any table he wants.
I don't think he would do it, except he knows how much it truly bothers you that he has the same name as you do. You sit there like a little kid, and really you said to him, "But your name is Mike O'Mara, and my name is Mike O'Mara." He said, "I know. Have a good evening."
And then he runs away. Clearly, he's afraid.
Oh,
hysterical.
What a good time.
It is fun.
What a good time. And how about this for a surprise?
What?
Who stayed a second night? You're looking at him.
No.
Who made it go two nights? And I almost got Mike to do it. If Mike hadn't been so gone, you could have rolled over for a second day, right?
I blew it. I disappointed a lot of people on Sunday. I was supposed to be back in Washington on Sunday evening for a party I was supposed to go to. Didn't do that. Didn't hang in Atlantic City. Really was driven home. And put to bed, that's all. Because really, as much of a good time as we had, the real fireworks, at least for me, didn't happen until you had retired
and,
for the evening.
And me with you, so we'll do that when we come back.
Oh, please. Okay. Pretty intense. First time for me.
Me too.
There aren't many things you haven't done, so I'm surprised you were the first. I didn't do anything this time either. It's just the way it was received.
Okay.
In fact, I did what I've probably done a lot of times in casinos or... when there's a loudmouth at a blackjack table. But this guy, it's a very interesting story.
I'll bet.
Interesting story, and it's got a very good ending.
You bastard, I'll tell you this. We worked together over 21 years. I could still go out of town and have a great time with you. You bastard.
Right back at you. It was a lot of fun, and I just wished I'd paced myself so I could have. Because I really would have loved to stay down there on Sunday night.
You know what Janet really said?
Because I would have liked to stay in bed till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
She said, because I, on more than one occasion, she said, "You and Mike, when you go out and you pal around, you're like brothers. It's like you bust each other's balls, but there's that very protective part. But there's also the part, and this is very brother-like, when we left the table, when Carla and I left the table,
mm-hmm.
Mike's pretty famous for not picking up a check. I pick up a check almost always.
Yeah. Did you get the check?
No, you did. You did. Do you know how much it was?
No, write it down.
It was $700, and you left a huge tip.
Oh, no.
And what was so great about it is we were leaving, Janet said to me, "Did you see how much dinner was?" I said, "Yeah, Mike paid. Wasn't that great?" And she said... "Shouldn't you go split it with him?" I said, "No, he makes a good living."
Yeah.
And then she said to me, Oh, can I, you guys are really like brothers. That's so funny. So you did. You did. Thank you for dinner.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You didn't know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Yes, of course I knew. Okay.
Very nice. So, you know, that cuts through everything. That does cut through everything. No, I had planned on it. I had planned on it. Because I'm treated very well down there because I'm more of a degenerate gambler than you are. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I mean, I don't have to pay for everything you have to pay for. So it's, you know, it's very nice.
And you worked out a deal with me for the rooms, and I do thank you for that as well.
Yeah, I wish I could have done better with that. But, I mean, you know, it's a fun place, and that is, that restaurant was, you want to talk about the Roman Empire. I mean, everything they serve you there is just like, yeah, here, have a side of beef. It was fabulous.
The only problem with that restaurant is that they got, in the pisser, they got a lock on the door, and someone should tell...
It's a strange bathroom for a place that's that nice.
Someone should tell these queers up there, and I don't mean homosexuals, I mean men like Tim Hardaway who are afraid that a man might see your penis while you're urinating. If you're in a men's room, and there is a stall...
And a urinal.
And there is a urinal...
You can go ahead and leave the door open.
Because you can either stand at the sit-down toilet or sit down and take a number two,
right.
And a guy can use the urinal at the same time. But each time Mike and I went to go to the bathroom, there was some fancy lad in there by himself who had to lock the door.
Preening, you know... Primping. Like, and the thing is...
Men don't lock bathroom doors.
It's an absolutely fabulous restaurant with very strange, you know, single bathrooms. I mean, it's a two-holer.
Uh-huh.
It's got the urinal and the toilet there, but it should have a little stall, and the door ought to just flap open like it does in every other restroom.
I almost knocked my head against it because I went to just open there. It was like, boom. I was like,
weren't expecting. And I solved it by eventually just, you know, you can only wait so long. I went into the ladies' room. And there was screaming. But then I said, listen, come over to the table. Ladies, calm down. I'll show you how I shoot the onion out of my nose. And then I'll scream at Mike O'Mara.
Anybody here yet for our Britney Spears challenge? John?
I have an email. We have one on the way at least.
Believe it when I see
one
it.
One on the way.
Come on down, ladies. It's our Britney Spears challenge. $1,000. Get your head shaved. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Shake and bake?
No. Never again.
You're right. I was a total dick, man.
From now on, it's Magic Man and El Diablo.
What's Diablo mean?
It's like Spanish for like a fighting chicken.
That's awesome, I know. With the claws.
With the claws and the beak.
What do you think of that? Sometimes things click.
Get her done.
Get her done.
You know their act. The Don and Mike Show.
There's some Ricky Bobby there from maybe the greatest Daytona 500 ever.
Wow.
How could you not love that end, huh? That goddamn guy's car going upside down, catch it on fire. Buzz, how do you like the Daytona 500?
Get her done. I loved it. I'd like to say on behalf of 47 and 48-year-olds everywhere in the United States.
And Mark Martin?
We don't look like Mark Martin, okay? I just wanted to say that. Mark Martin, 48 going on 98.
Rugged.
He is the oldest 48, as far as his face, he's the oldest 48-year-old man I've ever seen.
I thought you were giving him a compliment. I was going to say, listen, compared to us, he looks like he's in great shape.
Physically, he's probably in better shape. I'm talking about that face.
Even that cragged-out face.
That cragged-out face looks like he's 70. It's like he's 70 years old, get her done. But I did want him to win. I wanted him to win bad. It was a shame that he couldn't. It was a real drag.
Yeah. God, did you even see it, Buzz? You're
no,
not a
I
sports
didn't.
Fan.
No, I missed it. I forgot about
on
it.
On the last
amazing
lap.
End. One of the greatest endings of any car race, much less the Daytona 500.
The last lap.
Mm-hmm.
8,000 cars go into a wreck, except for these two guys fighting for the lead.
Wow. Right.
The old guy and the young guy. The young guy wins by a nose with cars spinning out behind him. And one of the cars, the Jack Daniels car, actually crosses the finish line on the hood of the car.
Then it rolled back over and caught fire.
Caught on fire.
Did you ever see a cooler customer than that guy getting out of that car while it was on fire? Did you see the way he got out of that car?
Yes.
He gets out of the car. The car's burning.
Right. And he gets out like, well, let me just undo my belt and take the steering wheel off, and I'm going to just crawl out of this.
They all do that. They all do that.
So, yeah. I mean, they really are gutsy guys. I mean, when you realize they're going 185 miles an hour.
Jimmy Johnson's goddamn car goes into the wall like nothing. And they show on the camera inside the car, and immediately the announcers go, well, as always, the driver's okay.
And, you know, with all the crap that NASCAR took this week, it was the kind of race they needed to have to get everybody back into it. I think the combination, really, of any publicity is good publicity, and the fact that they had that end of the race, it's NASCAR's. You're going to see NASCAR have another incredible year.
But the problem is now they set the bar so high because now we want a great ending like that every week. There's got to be a car on fire, rolled over, crossing the finish line at the very end.
Explosion. I had to watch the end of the race the following morning because we were asleep at the end of the race. Both Carl and I slept through. I believe I got up at about 3:30 on Monday morning and slept through the entire race. Stayed with it till, I guess there were maybe 31 laps left, and I just couldn't hang anymore.
Michael, I got to mention our new website again.
Mm-hmm.
Our redone website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. One of the new features on our website would be good videos every day. Videos. And we have a really nice video today of the late Banana Nicole Smith.
Yes.
In clown makeup.
Oh. So sad.
It's that episode where she put the clown makeup on herself. Check it out, our brand new website. Including
she is such a sad girl.
Finally, the much dreaded message boards.
Who's the father of the baby?
So go ahead and knock yourself out. The new look of our website is there, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Nice. Britney Spears Challenge continues today. Chicks are coming down. $1,000 a head to shave the head.
Good.
We were in Atlantic City over the weekend. We both had altercations. Let's hear about yours first, please.
Okay, you turned in, what time do you figure, 1 o'clock, 1:30-ish?
About 1.
About 1 o'clock.
Late night for me, 1 a.m.
1 a.m., about an hour later than you said you were going to stay up, so I was very proud of you that you hung in there. And I guess at about the same time, Carla said, you want to turn in? And I said, let's do a little bit more gaming. And we decided to roll over to a blackjack table and got on a very nice little roll at a blackjack table. And everything was going swimmingly until this gentleman popped over and decided that he was going to criticize the way that we were playing cards. And he started with Carla, and then he was talking to Carla about me. And I guess the way I understand it at this point, he said, that's my nine card. You just took my nine card. You blew it for the whole table. You did this. And he did it once, and then he did it twice. Then Carla gave him a little lip saying, hey, why don't you just pay attention to your own stuff that you're doing? And then I guess I took another card that he didn't like, and he did it a third time.
Because, you know, there's a friendly way you can do that. You can sit at the table, you can say to somebody, oh, God, you just took that nine. And no one would be mad, right?
Well, the fact is, and, I've played enough blackjack to know, and this is the truth, that the way you play a particular hand at blackjack, you might have the illusion that it's going to affect the whole table, but it really doesn't. And I've learned this, and I think we've had experts in blackjack that we've had on the show that have said, hey, you know, no matter what you do, it's you against the dealer.
You're not going to convince a drunk guy of that, though.
I don't even know how drunk this guy was. I really don't. I know that he came up and he was standing, came up to the table where we had been playing for about a half an hour, 40 minutes or so, and he was standing, and then he just starts with this, and nobody else was really paying much attention to him, and he says it a fourth time. And then the fourth time I said something, and I don't know exactly what it was, but it was something along the line of the lines that, you know, if you make one more comment, then I'll just take your eyes out and I'll feed them to you. And at this point, he stands up he goes into full scene mode and goes, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Oh.
He stands up. Did you hear that? He just threatened me with death. He just gave me a death threat. Did you hear what he did? I want him thrown out of the casino.
Did he pop out his eyeballs and eat them?
Yeah, something like that. Feed him his eyeballs. Talk to your eyes. You know, it's the whole thing you say. It's bar talk. You know, it doesn't mean anything, but it's like, talk to your shoes. I'll feed you your teeth. You know, it's a variation on a lot of things. I want this man thrown out of the casino. I want him thrown out now. He threatened me with death. He threatened me with violence and death.
Huh.
At this point, now, I don't know how I was able to pull this together. But through all of the partying that we had done all night long,
right,
through all of this, I realized that I'm in New Jersey, I'm in Atlantic City, I'm in a casino, there are cameras everywhere, and do you know what I make a decision to do?
What?
Something you're going to be very surprised at.
Be cool, Daddy.
I'm going to sit quietly and say nothing.
Ooh.
And I'm going to let this
incredible
guy...
Incredible!
I wanted
incredible!
I wanted to turn around and say, threatened you with death What kind of a-hole are you?
No way.
What kind of melodramatic candy ass? You said your threat was this. Just sit down or get out of here.
But you didn't. You did not.
Because the vibe at the whole table was, this guy is a jerk. And while they're not crazy about me either, I don't think, it's not my place. And I proceeded to sit next to Carla, and Carla was sitting to my right, so she had a better angle on this guy. I was basically sitting with my back to him. And at one point, all of a sudden, you hear the
walkie-talkie,
and you hear the guy talking. And I'm all I'm doing is sitting with my hands folded and saying nothing. Occasionally, I'm saying to Carla, oh, what's happening now? How many are there? Six. Six security people are talking to this guy? Really? This is going to be interesting. And meanwhile, occasionally I would hear him go, no, but I mean, I'm just, I don't understand why I have to be threatened with death. You know, this guy is like a Shakespearean actor over here. And, you know, and the guy was mouthing off. And, you know, really, the rule of thumb, I think, in a casino is you know, if somebody's speaking to you, and you're talking to somebody, you want to have a social conversation too. Otherwise, mind your own effing business.
Correct.
Because you never know who you're going to deal with there. And I got tired of the guy's lip, and I said something to him, and then I sit really quietly, and I have no idea what's going to happen. But when he's talking, the first thing that runs through your mind is, you know, you're sitting out there in the cold, you know, I have no place to stay.
And
I probably would have gone up to my hotel room and had to stay there at the very worst. But I didn't do anything.
Go to your room.
I said something to the guy, and the guy, and it's going back and forth. And then I felt the tide turn in my direction when one of the young guys sitting there at the point had a pit boss come over to him. And all I heard the guy say was, he didn't do nothing like this. And he looks over at me, and I kind of went, and Carly kind of smiles at me. I'm like, what's happening now? There are seven security guys talking to
him. Oh, boy.
And this guy's throwing the arms up in the air, he's flailing around, he's going, bah, 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 bah. I said, is he throwing his arms up? Carlos says, he's making an ass out of himself, a total ass out of himself. And this takes about 15, 20 minutes. This takes a long time.
That's a good casino scene.
And the whole time, I am just sitting here with my hands folded just like this. I am sitting at my place, not saying a word, being very, very calm. And I was so, you know me, and especially me at that time of the morning, you know I just wanted to turn around and go, excuse me. You know what I wanted to say to the guy? I wanted to say, excuse me, if you have a problem, why don't you take your vagine over to another table, sit down and relax, or really, I said, you know, and then there's a part of you, that's just the funny side. The real serious side is death threat. I said, you want a death threat?
Nerd!
You want to be threatened with physical violence? You know, but I didn't go there. I didn't do that, even though this guy was a jerk. The guy, who did he most resemble? He resembled, okay, picture the father on 24, 20 years younger with a white beard.
Oh, a young James Cromwell.
A young James Cromwell. That's what he looked like. And it's like, oh, I know. So finally you hear this, I'm sorry, sir, that's just the way it is. But there's a, fine. He comes over, puts his chips on, and goes, cash me out, please. And I turn to Carl, I'm like,
they're throwing him out, not me.
Look at that.
And that was it.
Without violence, Mike.
The moral of the story?
Yes.
The moral of the story. First of all, you know what? And this is not for me. This is for the other guy. You come over to a casino where people have been playing for a while. You mind your own business. You're going to sit next to people that you might not like the way they play, but the fact is you just don't, you know, if you're going to socialize with somebody, have fun. And if somebody is obnoxious, you get up and you leave the table. But the fact is I wasn't being obnoxious. This guy was. And this guy really, they realized because he was the big scene maker, but he was the one that eventually got tossed. So I was very pleased about that.
Yeah.
Very, very happy. And that was it. And then shortly thereafter, with a handsome little profit, We turned in and headed back and to bed. What an evening. And then the next time I woke up, I talked to you at about 8:45 in the morning, and I wasn't feeling too well.
Hello, Dodd.
Oh, my God.
I still feel drunk.
I just don't feel good.
Now, listen, here's my violent story, which was more violent than yours.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know this happened. I guess around 3 a.m., the people across the hall from us.
You were sleeping.
Were loud. Yeah. And I didn't know until the next morning. When we got up on Sunday morning, Janet said, oh, did you hear those people last night? I'm like, hello, I was in Passed Out City. I didn't hear anything.
Right.
She said, people next door are making so much noise. I had to open the door and ask them to please be quiet. And I said,
Just call security next time. Don't take around the people.
You don't do that, right? Yeah.
So, we're getting set to go downstairs to get our coffee, and as it turns out, this group of young thugs is leaving the room at the same time as we're going down to get our coffee.
Oh, so they were partying, but they were up early. Were they? Did you get the impression they were still up?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
So, Janet and I leave the room, and the door opens. I didn't even say anything. It's so goddamn early in the morning.
Right.
And as we are walking down the hall, I hear, "Come on! It's Atlantic City! You're allowed to have fun in Atlantic City! Ha, 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 ha!" And the door slams.
Yeah.
We're standing in the hallway, and I said to Janet, "Are those the people that you spoke to last night?" And she said, "Yes." And I never do this. I went back to the door, and I went like this. I went, "Open this effing door!"
It's early morning. Had you had your coffee yet?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Door opens up. K-Fed number one is standing there. K-Fed number one, who thank God could not see through my sweats, that my legs were shaking like I was freezing, like I was a Mount Hood waiting to be rescued. My legs are going like...
You're ready to go. You're worked up.
I said, "Hey, dude, what's your effing problem?" And the guy said, "No problem at all." And I said, "Okay, well, all I know is that we walked out of our door, and somebody gave my girlfriend and I some crap. And I guess she said something to one of you guys last night. Whatever. Just be cool." And the guy said, "All right, we don't want a problem." And as I turn to walk away, I hear, "That's right. You should tell your wife just to shut up." So now I go back. And again. Now, this time I got three K-Feds at the door.
Yeah.
And two Britneys. And they're all looking at me. And I said, "What is your effing problem?" And one of the Britneys said, "Call security." This is so weird because I swear to God, she said, "We are being threatened." Just like the guy said to you.
Right.
I said, "I'm not threatening anybody." I said, "I'm looking everybody in the eye right here. Who's giving me lip as I'm going down the hallway?" And I look. I said, "Is it you? Is it you? Is it you?" And I hear from in the other part of the room, "Is he still out there?" So there's one Britney back there that's still in the back of the room.
Right.
And now at this point, really my underpants are so far in the crack, I can taste them in the back of my throat now. I'm so scared because there are three big college-type K-Fed guys with their goddamn hats on sideways. But thank God they are still so slash drunk, hungover, and they don't want to hassle. And I look so combustible that I stared them down and I said, "Do we have a problem here?" And the guy said, "Dude, there are no problems, sir. I'm really sorry. It was a late night. You know, everybody had a late night." I said, "Okay. I don't want to hear anything else when we go down the hall. I don't want to hear anything." The guy said, "Yes, sir."
Wow. Look at you.
And we turn around, and we made our way past the ice machine. And I swear to God,
you hear the...
I swear to God, this is what Janet saw. You'll have to describe it. We walked past the ice machine, and I went...
Yeah, your knees just buckled under you.
She said, "What's wrong?" I said... "I almost just got in a fight with three college guys.
Don't hurt me.
I never get in a fight with anybody. But these pricks just pissed me off."
That is a circumstance which happens in hotels in places like this, and it's maddening. It really is.
That's not my MO, but it was the whole thing. You know, and I was like you. I had a thousand things going through my mind, like...
Mm-hmm.
If only your mommy and daddy knew that you were up here spending their money, whoring and leaving your DNA all over this expensive room that you can't afford, and wear your cap like a ball player.
Get a haircut.
And don't yell at my girlfriend.
It was a violent weekend. No, it wasn't. It was everybody was, this time of year, I think everybody's wrapped a little tight.
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, people are ready to blow up a little steam.
And the other thing that Jenna didn't appreciate was I screamed at them, "And she is not
my wife!
And it was just because it was something else they got wrong.
They decided to correct them.
Something else they got wrong.
That's all that matters.
All right.
But you were up at the crack of dawn.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. Britney Spears, anybody here yet?
Anybody here to get their heads?
Not yet, Johnny, not yet.
Not yet.
Well, now we have to start that trend.
And what's our status on Andy Dick? You seem to have a lot of confidence in Dick, Robbie.
I like Dick. I think he's funny, and he'll be calling today, despite his spotty past.
Huh? His spotty past.
All right,
well, let me just tell you briefly what happened. Is I've been playing tag team with his publicist for about a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
His publicist called to confirm with me this morning, and I heard Andy Dick in the background say, "I don't want to talk to him now." And the publicist said, "Excuse me, you don't have to talk to him now. We're calling in later. He will call."
All right, so Andy Dick's got a
new
album.
Interesting.
Yeah, his album actually comes out today.
We may have Andy Dick on when we come right back. And if not, well, goddamn.
Yeah, we're all going to shave our heads.
We've got all of this other stuff. Do you have the stuff from the NBA All-Star Game?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, very good. And, oh, hold on, you got that too? Oh, so good, so good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Siegfried and Roy.
Oh.
From the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to fabulous Las Vegas.
Doesn't he sound like Jar Jar's husband?
Yes, he does. Los Angeles.
Hey, just wait till you hear Roy. Then we'll break when Roy comes out.
Usually our home is the entertainment capital of the world, but today, with the 56th NBA All-Star Game, this is the basketball capital of the world.
Roy?
What? We hope you enjoy our wonderful city. Tonight there's no bigger show in the world than when the greatest actor and greatest player in the world hit this stage. Enjoy.
So for one night only...
Oh, Roy!
Is that like the first public speaking?
First,
I think so.
I tell you.
So for one night only, what happens in Las Vegas is broadcast around the world.
What?
To get the show started, please welcome the world famous Polly Spechere showgirls and our friend,
Mr. Wayne Newton.
Las Vegas. Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton!
Wayne Newton!
Go
East Wayne Newton!
And we
the could, biggest show in the world.
We could spend the rest of today's show discussing Wayne Newton's face.
Ah.
His singing.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like when we saw him in concert last September. Oh, we got a break. He looked more waxy than ever.
Wow. Okay.
Do you got the tape of him too, though?
Yes, Hold on.
Oh, and you know, he's finally in the news. We've just taken his picture off the front of our webpage after only 6 months.
That's when we dump it. Dump it after the Las Vegas weekend.
The one day he's timely is the day he's not on our website. Just our luck. Got a break, all you K-Feds. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is the clip, I think it is. This is the moment on 24 that made me laugh last night. Great episode, but I think if the scene is right, it's the one where Jack's in the hallway with his sister-in-law and says to her, he gives her a gun. Do you know what to do? And she says no, and he says, point and shoot. I about laugh my ass off.
Yeah. It was a great one last night.
Thanks for the tutorial, Jack. Anyway, I hope that's the clip.
Okay, I want you right here for Josh.
Do you think your father will keep his word?
As long as I keep mine. You know how to use this?
No.
Point and shoot.
Once I get Josh, do you want me to call CTU and tell them to send help?
No. I need to take care of this myself.
Point and shoot.
Thank you.
That boy is yours.
Everything's going to be all right. Just wait here.
Yeah, baby.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Home alone and interested in sex.
That's the new Chris Hansen.
Home alone and interested in sex.
Right.
They know how to use their faces properly. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, good 24 last night.
You know what my favorite scene was?
What?
when she changed into the bulletproof vest. I kind of like that. I think she's sexy.
Yeah.
Jack she's wanted, got a big face, though.
Jack Bauer wanted some of that.
I know.
Weren't you waiting for her to just say, he's our son, Jack?
More of that.
He touched her hair last night.
Here's why that show is right back on track.
Why?
Because in the first half hour, you get Babe, Pig in the City.
Mm-hmm.
He's a total bad guy. He just says, I'm going to kill the grandson. Screw it. Thank you for putting that out in the open. Thank you very much. And then the ending with President Nixon coming back. Now, we knew that he was coming back.
With a beard, no less.
But long hair and a beard.
And a couple of scenes where people you thought were bad guys maybe have a silver lining, including Jack's father. By not killing him or not getting shot by the woman, he just splits like he could kill Graham, but he couldn't kill Jack.
Right. And what about the toad from Ally McBeal who...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Could not go through...
Couldn't go through with it. He couldn't go through with the plot to, do in the president. And now, who's the bad guy? Well, what's-her-name knew that. Chad Lowe's the bad guy.
And boy, oh boy, does Fox set it up for you because... As that show's going on last night, getting caught up in it, going, oh, that's great.
It was so different. I mean, it's almost like just when they're going to lose some people, they decide to bring you back in.
Buzz, I know you cannot relate to this, but I can tell you that there's a large percentage of America watching that show last night.
Yes.
When they had the ad that said, American Idol, 2 hours on Tuesday night,
mm-hmm.
2 hours on Wednesday night,
right.
And the results show on Thursday night, I really turned to my girlfriends, how pathetic we are, and said, our week is set.
Yeah.
Because that's how pathetic my life is.
Wow.
Our week is set.
They're going to knock out these 24. They're going to whittle this down to 12. They're going to cut that field in half this week, right? They're going to, don't they get rid of half of them this week?
They will chop out, I think, maybe two boys and two girls this week.
Only that?
I think only two
with
of
two
each.
Hours with 4 hours of programming, then the results.
Yes.
Show?
Here's the thing: because in the 2 hours that they have tonight for the boys, there are 12 guys.
Right,
these will each do two songs.
Yeah,
they could stretch and whore that out over 2 hours.
Yeah,
same with the girls, and then you whore it out. You play all. We already know what's going to happen. You play all the highlights on Thursday night.
Right,
and then really at 5 minutes until nine is when you find out the two people who are gone.
So they're
going
to knock out four people this week.
I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
I wish I knew that. I'm sure that's information that can be found out.
I'm sure.
They do have 24 people that they have to get down to the final 12.
Fox News.
And I'm not sure how long that's going to last. I know that they've changed it up a little bit this year. They have.
Fox News, perhaps.
Or an American Idol website would know that. But yeah. The thing is, they've changed it around. You didn't spend as much time in Hollywood with the preliminaries as we did last year, so who knows how it's going to work out. But I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure AmericanIdol.com would have that information. And now that I mentioned that, I'm sure we can put a link on our website during our recap to that. We're just looking at our website during the commercial.
That's yep. Nice.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com. We were looking at the message board part, and a lot of people are writing, well, not a lot of people, a couple of people have written, it's a moderated board.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Right, it's a moderated board. Deal with it. If you want to write that the show sucks ass, that's why Rupert has a site.
There are places for that. Yeah, there's plenty of room for you.
Help yourself.
Plenty of room, but I know this, even with it being moderated, this will get the a certain type of radio listener very, very excited. Very excited.
Well, we're excited about the launch of our brand new website.
Rightly so.
So we thank everyone for checking that out today. And, hey, this hack radio idea is going to work out great, the stupid Britney Spears thing.
Mm-hmm.
We may have as many as five women showing up today to get their head shaved.
My God, we're going to have hair all over the place.
But we got to hurry because we're only on until 7.
Mm-hmm.
East Coast time, so chicks, come on down. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, you know, everybody on 24 is really bad actor, from the president who gives speeches all the time to Jack Bauer and he's huffing and puffing when there's nothing going on. The storyline's great, but they are just terrible.
I disagree, sir. I think that they're given stuff like soap opera actors are. They're given stuff that's unbelievable. These are like serialized scripts. And
I think it might be confused because...
Of course they're over the top.
It is kind of one note every week. Sure. I mean, they have the same kind of stuff that they have to do. I mean, that's really what it's all about. It's like one big scene.
Hello, and we are right, you're wrong. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hey, listen, everybody, Mike and I will tell you when it's time to hate 24. We were very close a couple of weeks ago to giving it up.
If I had not had a good episode last night, I would have been gone.
Hello, you're on the air. What's happening?
You've done your American Idol math correctly. They have taken House off the air for 3 weeks. Which means we have 3 weeks of two guys and two girls off every week, and then that'll narrow it down to...
Oh, yeah, 2, 4, 6 tonight. Yep, all right, so it's,
gotcha.
So it's 3 weeks of this that we're going to go through.
Fantastic. I'm serious. I like House, too, but Christ,
so
that's
weeks of two-hour shows.
That's great.
Well, they might not be two-hour shows, but they're going to be...
They will be two-hour shows.
Will all 3 weeks be 2 hours?
Well, if House isn't going to be on for 3 weeks, that means...
Yeah, probably.
8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Wait, is that upset you, Buzz? You like House?
Why don't they just go all American Idol on that network?
Oh! Buzz, you can't live on candy. But the results show will still be an hour. That's going to be a lot of stretch.
That's what I said. Sure, yeah. They fill it out with tapes of the other... of the performances from prior in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on. They're the best at stretching it out.
And this is now the part where it really turns into a talent competition. This is really where you're going to see them sing. So it's going to be... Because you'll know right away the people that got through and shouldn't have made it through.
Hello, Sean. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Don. You think you're pathetic with American Idol? We do a fantasy draft.
He's a fag.
Yeah, I'm totally gay for you.
Do you do it with the final 24?
Yeah, we gotta pick the top 24.
Oh my God, who was?
That's really gay. I want to do it. I really want to do it.
Who is the Peyton Manning, the LaDainian Tomlinson? Yes. Who's the number one pick in your American Idol fantasy draft?
Maybe Sundance Head. I think he could probably go pretty far.
The fat guy who's got the the goatee thing happening.
Yeah,
I like I like Chris Sly.
Well, he's the other fat guy.
See, you got them all in the newspaper in front of you.
Look at that, Don. We could do it. We could pick our winner.
God, it's great. Look at the way they lay it out there, though. It's just like sports. It's fantastic. I like it too, but I don't know if we can go fantasy or not. Fantasy sports is serious!
It really, when you see them in this forum, you realize this is tough. It is really, really tough to pick out who you think should be the winner.
Fantasy football is real. We cannot do American Idol fantasy. I mean, so who would I go for? As long as they're just playing along. If we were going to?
It's tough.
You know who my wild card would be? My number one pick?
Who? Are you going with boys or girls first? What do you think?
Boys.
Let's just do the boys.
What's bad about girls? I go with Chris Fly.
I picked him.
Chris Fly, the fat boy.
I just picked him.
I thought, the boy on the phone picked Sundance Head.
Yes, he picked Sundance. So you're picking Chris Fly also?
Are you taking him?
I am.
You're taking my player.
I got him first.
All right, well, then let me pick a girl. Oh, do I have to pick? The girls look the same. All right, I'll take Melinda Doolittle.
Hey, that's not a bad pick because she's a backup singer, a pro back. I like, as far as the women, I like Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks, who the hell that?
She's the football player's daughter.
She's only 17, though.
Bubbly personality and good voice establish her a strong candidate.
She's not old enough to win.
Who else is in here?
Not that a young girl couldn't win.
And for the local people.
What about Mujibar Thirajul?
You mean Sanjaya Malakar?
That's right.
The Indian boy?
Yes.
Thank you, Robbie, the Indian boy.
The Indian boy.
Johnny Quest's friend.
Indian boy.
He's only
Thank
17.
You, Mr. Bunker.
He is only 17. Buzz, I only wish you shared our love of this show.
I know. I just hope
this would be a good time.
You know what? You could join in right now. You could start here and wouldn't miss a beat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Hello, he's not going to do it. Hello, you're on the air.
I just hope the best singer wins.
Shut up, Buzz.
He got me with that one.
Hello, Nick. And he's gone.
Come on, Nick.
Try another line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don. Hola, muchachos. ¿Cómo están?
Muy bien, gracias.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was Mike.
That was sweet, Mike.
Would you like to hear me order my sub?
Si.
I'd like a Subway Club with lechuga, tomate, mayonesa, sal y pimienta, y cebolla.
Cebolla. Very
cebolla,
impressive.
Not cebolla, cebolla, yes.
I just ask you a question? Who
What country do you live in, Mike?
I live in Sacramento.
No, I was asking.
North Sacramento.
He wasn't paying attention.
Like that.
No, that's weird.
Hey, listen, gentlemen. No, did you guys check the boy out this weekend?
I don't want to listen.
Did we check our boy out? Which one of our boys?
Wayne Newton.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't he sparkling? It was like watching a wax dummy perform.
Hey, you know, I realized after the fact when I was leaving Atlantic City, Don, that we could have taken in a show. We should have seen Tony Danza. We should have gone to see Tony Danza.
Yes. Well, Mike,
next time we'll do that. We'll see a crappy show.
I saw the same billboard. He's going to be back on St. Patrick's Day.
I'm out. No way.
Or go see him in the producers.
Yeah. No. Jesus. No, that's too good a show to go see Danza.
Yeah. Wayne Newton was funny. Let's say that he was funny to watch. During the NBA
All-Star Did you get a look at Wayne
game.
Newton's drummer at all? Was he...
Two close-ups?
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay.
I didn't catch any of that. I did catch Wayne Newton on the SportsCenter highlights and the Charles Barkley race. Boy, am I glad that I didn't bet money on that. Speaking of gambling with Charles Barkley...
So he kicked his ass.
I would have bet you...
Was it really dramatically surprising to see how fast he was?
Yes, and I would have bet you $1,000 that Charles Barkley would have lost.
Yeah.
As I was watching it...
Well, probably on the stride is where he got it.
And that... Boy, that, you know what that is? That's like two brains. Half a brain for me, half a brain for
right.
you. Right. You just filled in. Actually, you know what? That's what lovers say.
Yes, stop it.
You finished my thought.
But you had said the other day when you were talking about it that the ref was not really super short.
You finished my thought. Because Charles Barkley is such a freaking gazelle. You forget that the guy's a huge basketball player, even though he's a big fat load. When he goes to run, one of Charles Barkley's strides is like three strides for the old dude.
Did the old dude really think he had a chance at it?
It was a close race, and again, I'm sorry with so much physical stuff, Mike, but it's three and a half times up and down the court.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty close, and then Barkley broke away
right
with the second run.
Mm-hmm.
And on the third one, as they're coming back down, he's in front, and Charles Barkley turns around. Starts running backwards.
Hey!
And then Charles Barkley trips and falls on his fat ass.
Oh.
And as he is falling backwards, the referee, you could not have written this better, dives to make it to the finish line. And the only reason he's got a chance is because Charles Barkley has started running backwards. Going,
and he started to fall.
I got this thing going. And like I said, the ref cracked his knee.
Do they both fall at the end?
Yes, they were both on the ground.
Great.
They were both on the ground. Charles Barkley won. I never would have believed it. And then really you should go to YouTube during a break.
Because the ref hurt himself? They didn't have to carry him off or anything?
Oh, no. I think he has, like, ACL tears or something in his leg.
Oh, my God. So he did screw himself.
He screwed his knee in some regard. But during the break, go to YouTube and see if you can find video of Charles Barkley kissing the guy. Because it's not a peck on the cheek.
Right.
It's not a kiss on the head. What it is they are done with the race, and Charles Barkley turns to the ref and puts his hand on the ref's shoulders and
smooshes him right on the lips.
I mean, it is about the gayest kiss. My God, Tim Hardaway somewhere is screaming that he hates gays.
So it was everything you expected it would be.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, I got to see it.
Maybe better than the end of the Daytona 500.
Mm-hmm.
Not the overseller, but maybe better.
No.
Really, maybe better.
No yellow fell eggs for Charles Barkley.
And then Wayne, what, Buzz?
Oh, I just going a little break. Breaking showbiz news, Britney's back in rehab.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
I guess it didn't take the first time. That's interesting. Did she go back to the fancy place?
We don't have the details yet. Voluntarily checked in. Family is asking for privacy, so maybe it's serious. This
rehab
time.
For what?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Being follically challenged.
Terminally hot.
Oh, boy, you know what? That works out so good for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's so timely. Because, as you know, we're offering $1,000.
That's serious money, really. And we are offering $1,000 for anybody that comes, any woman that comes down here and shave your head.
Come down and shave your head, cue ball bald. Just like pop diva Britney Spears.
And even, you know, if you're a super hottie, you'll look good with hair or without.
Oh, yeah. But $1,000. It's toxic. It's crazy. trying to think of as many Britney Spears songs as I possibly can.
You know, I think we're going to get a lot of, the way I hear it, we're getting a lot of women that are calling, a lot of women that are emailing and saying, but you know, really, when you get right down to it,
mm-hmm.
it's the big decision, whether to walk up and knock on the door of the Don and Mike house
sure.
and come in here and get it done.
It is pretty easy, and it is a hack idea. There's no doubt about it, but there's nothing funnier than someone getting their head shaved, as because
anyway.
Mike has had it done. I've had it done. Rob's had it done. We've lost bets on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And with a chick, it's even better.
And, you know, as Brittany proved, you can just go out right away and buy a cheap wig.
Right.
And
and
you're all set. You look like Carol Channing.
And for my money, it ruined at least one really good radio relationship we had with Janet from another planet.
Yes. Yeah, when she did not shave her head.
Way back when Mike and I did the Morning Zoo show, we had this chick, Janet from another planet, who was our traffic girl. And we got into some bet with her. And the bet was that if I would frost my hair, she would shave her head.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought the guy in from Nancy Reagan's salon.
He did the highlights for you.
Frosted my hair, made me look like a goddamn coffee cake. Then she said she was going to go get her head shaved. She came in the next day with like a Sandy Duncan, like Peter Pan hair.
Yeah, it was perfectly legitimate hairdo, and you were not pleased with that.
Like, what's up with that?
Yeah. You know, come on now.
Hello, the word is cancer. Yep. I mean, that's what we were looking for, and
then it resulted in a horrible fist fight.
Is that the word?
She would not deliver.
Is that the word?
That's the word
is cancer.
Yes.
Scream real loud, kids. When you hear
that's it.
Hear the magic word. All right. We'll see if Andy Dick manages to call the show.
Yes. You know, this is a real crapshoot. You never know what Andy Dick's going to do.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Grandfather, in his heyday, slept with all the dancers on a cot backstage. And when the show was over, you know what he'd do? He'd dip his in vodka when he was through. Dip your in vodka when you're through. Dip your in vodka. That's what you should do.
Right.
Dip your in vodka to prevent the flu. If you're f***ing vodka, that's a can-do. When my mom taught me the birds and the bees, she said the clap will kill you, son. It's a painful disease. So don't go down like Gauguin or Al Capone. Dip your f***ing vodka or don't bring it home. Dip your f***ing vodka.
Ooh, ow.
Dip your f***ing vodka. It's gonna sing down fast.
Oh, all right, goddamn it.
Subsisting on a solid diet of quickies, Don and Mike.
All right, let's bring them on now. Big fans we are of Mr. Andy Dick. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
How are you?
On.
Hello.
Andy, you on?
Andy Dick.
Andy, are you there?
Hello?
Andy
There's
Dick.
Andy Dick right
Andy
there.
Andy Dick.
First time on the Don and Mike Show. How are you, Andy?
I have to pee.
You have to pee? Are you going to take a break? And are we just going to pad while you go do that? Or are you going to do it while we're talking to you?
Oh, I can't. I'm at the studio. I'm at my friend's studio, and I just, like, there's no bathroom. I mean, there's a baby sleeping upstairs. Yeah, okay, I can get over it. I'm through.
How are you?
Okay.
Love you, Andy Dick.
We're fans, Andy.
Thank you, buddy.
Really are. And if you really have to go, you should go. And if you don't have to go, you shouldn't go. And we're not going to ask you any questions about, like, what you're putting in your nose or what you're putting down your lungs or what you're drinking. I just want to know, Andy Dick.
Buddy, can we talk about something else?
That's what I said. We're not going to ask you that because everybody asks you that.
No, we're going to ask you about vodka and what you dip in it. No, we're not going to do that. We just played that. It was great.
What did you do last night, Andy Dick? What did you do last evening, Monday night?
I was co-writing with my buddy, Andras Jones. He and I, we produce the records together, but we
mm-hmm.
got 86 from a club too.
You got thrown out of a club last night?
Yeah, there's not really one in Hollywood that is. I haven't.
Well, do they let you back normally, Andy, or are there any that are on the list where, hey, you know, we will never want to see you again. I mean, you're Andy Dick. People know you do what you do. Did they let you back in?
Well, buddy, they.
And thanks for calling me buddy, Andy. I like that. I really do.
Bye.
Hey, buddy. Andy. Buddy.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Sure.
Andy's new CD is called Do Your Shows Always Suck?
Yeah. It's out today. Today, right? Peter, it's out today? Yeah.
It's out today. Andy,
label guy is standing right here.
Oh, is it an independent label? Big label? What's the label, Andy?
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know. You know. How do you think?
I just do what my producer tells me.
How do you think your last appearance went on Jimmy Kimmel or Letterman? Which one do you think went better? Your last appearance?
People always ask me. I can't believe people don't know.
I asked you which appearance you liked better, buddy. I'm not busting your chops, buddy.
Oh. Well, that's...
Buddy, I'm a big fan. Which appearance did you think they were both super, in my opinion? Which did you like better, your last appearance on The Letterman Show or your last appearance on Jimmy Kimmel?
I like my appearance on Jimmy Kimmel that's in my movie, Danny Rohn. Have you seen Danny Rohn?
I have not, buddy. What is that?
It's a movie that I made myself. Lionsgate is going to release it. It's going to be like a big thing. But and we had you know, Jimmy and I got together and I urinated on stage, and it's very, you know.
Is that the high point of the movie, Andy?
Well, that's what people tell me.
Is the movie? Have you screened it for anyone? Is it getting good reviews?
It's. Lots of people want to release it, and we have screenings here, and you'll see it. That's all you have to know, and you'll get it. What city are you guys in?
We're based out of D.C.
We're
in about 28 cities in the country.
Yeah, Maryland. Maryland, the phone says. Yeah.
Maryland.
Peter, the phone says Maryland. Oh, hey.
Hey, buddy.
It's the U.S. Postal Service.
Are you receiving something right now from the postman?
Yes. Thank
you.
Yes.
What are you getting? What are you getting, buddy?
Is it a letter or a package?
There's cocaine in here.
Hey, buddy, here's a good setup for you. Hey, Andy, how about that crazy Britney Spears?
Who, buddy? I can't hear you.
Yeah, buddy. Andy?
Andy, you there?
Yeah.
Andy, what are you going to do tonight? What are your dinner plans?
Well, my producer, Willie Wisely, woke me up at 6:30, and we did a radio show here in San Angelo. So I'm going to try to sleep. Oh!
What happened?
No, oh, no.
What happened, Andy?
What happened, Andy?
No, she's so hot. I have this new girlfriend. Her name is Laura.
Yes.
Now, is she in the room with you now?
I met her at a restaurant. She was a waitress, and
kind of difficult to get in.
We're very excited. We didn't.
Is there a
consummate?
Is there a chance we could speak to her?
No.
Is she there with you now, Andy? Or are you just thinking about her?
I'm thinking about her.
Yeah. You're just thinking about her. Andy, now try to answer this question. Listen to me carefully. Now, how many people are in the room with you currently?
Nobody. I'm just outside the studio.
Yeah, Mike, don't talk down to Andy.
I wasn't talking down to Andy.
He's in the room with us.
Everybody else does.
you're all by your onesies now.
Onesies, I like that.
I thought you would. That's why I said it that way.
I'm going to use that.
Buddy.
What kind of glasses?
What is with this word I can't say? On the air.
What word, buddy?
Oh, dear.
Try to say it, and if you say it, we'll dump it out. What is the word?
No, it's
the
rule. Whatnot.
I tied
Did somebody bring him up to speed on this?
I already told him that?
Yeah, I warned you.
God, what a pussy you are, Rob. That is one of the best outs we have with someone on the telephone. Please do not warn them in advance.
Yeah, the word that we're campaigning against, Andy Dick.
I can just eject you guys or myself.
You could. The word is whatnot.
Whatnot is the word that we are.
It's the word
you said
of
it, buddy. You just said it.
It's the word of the idiot, buddy. When someone says whatnot, they might as well hold up a sign that says I'm a freaking moron.
We've mounted a rather significant campaign against the word whatnot.
And now we're mad at our junior producer who warned you not to say the word. I don't think you would have said it anyway. But
no, I don't think Andy Dick would say the word whatnot. I don't think you say that word a lot, do you? Andy?
No,
you don't, buddy?
No, buddy.
Hey, buddy, let me ask you, buddy. What would you do, buddy, if you had somebody working for you in your entourage like we do, and they're going to have somebody on the show, buddy, and they said to him, don't say this certain word, buddy. But you weren't going to say the word anyway, buddy. And you want to turn right now to your other buddy, and you want to yell at him and go, get the frig out of the room. You're screwing up things with Andy Dick. What would you do about that, buddy?
I tell my friends not to say things all the time.
Hey, don't say things all the time.
We were just at rehearsal, and I told them all that sounds like a high school play. Like, just a play. Like everybody dies at the end. You know, like, ha, 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 funny. Everybody thinks I'm a comedian, but I'm like, you know, I'm like...
Let's hear another...
Wait, hold on. He's about to say something significant. What? I believe we're going to get a clear moment of self-description here. Andy, what... You're not a comedian. What do you consider yourself? I'm dying to hear the answer to this. Please.
An actor.
Okay. Big applause in the room for that. I agree.
An actor and a buddy. And buddy. And what kind of stylish glasses are you wearing today, buddy? Are you wearing your usual ones, buddy?
Yeah, they're sort of squarish.
The square ones?
I don't know. Who pays attention to you?
I do.
Andy?
I like Andy.
Do you have normal, like, probably not, but I'm going to ask this anyway. Do you have any kind of normal routine, or is it vastly different every day? And I'm talking about as simple as getting up in the morning, you know, going out. I mean, when do you really start functioning on a normal day?
I go through cycles.
Okay. All right.
I come in and I come out, and you hear about them, and
yeah, I know.
And so there's no real routine.
Here's one for you, buddy. Maybe this would be a good follow up. When's the last time you had a nice BM?
BM.
You know, a movement. When's the last time? When's the last time you had a nice BM?
A Luger. A juicy Luger.
When's the last time you had a nice one? A really nice one.
Juicy Luger. I need to do one right now.
Right now,
buddy.
I have to urinate. I gotta go, guys.
All right. Well, Andy, you know, we've gotten so much information about you out of this interview.
I think this was a great appearance. Thank you very much.
You did very well, and we wish you very, great luck with your comedy CD, Do Your Shows Always Suck.
Andy's new CD, Do Your Shows Always Suck, releases today.
I don't know. Do they?
Go to
OGLIOcomedy.com.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, buddy. I was stepping. I was trying to give you a plug there, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah. The label says that. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Good luck, Andy.
Do Your Shows Always Suck?
Yes, they do.
Every day.
Oh, good. We're in good company.
There you go. All right. Bye, buddy.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. The great Andy Dick.
I hope he never changes.
I love you when you call him the great. Sometimes when you call somebody the great, it makes me laugh.
That time
it did.
He is, though.
The great Andy Dick.
And really, I'm going to get a dunce cap for you. What are you doing warning him about the whatnot word? For goodness sakes, Rob.
You don't do that with everybody.
No, only people that I'm afraid won't call back. I was really shocked that he called the first time.
Andy Dick.
For goodness sakes. Oh, gosh. He's great.
There's part of me that believes Andy Dick knows exactly what he's doing.
Hold on. Here he is again. Here's some more Andy Dick from that new album. This is about Leonard's ass is bleeding. Cut number 4.
My friend, he drank too much liquor and beer and fudge. But when he stopped the booze, that's when he got the blues. And now Leonard is bleeding. And Leonard is bleeding.
Well, we have to delete out everything on this show.
Yeah,
don't we,
I'd love to. Yeah, it's unfortunate because you really, he could be talking about anything.
Well, the other song was talking about the guy's thing, and he was using the disgusting yet somehow beautiful word that starts with C for a man's private.
Yeah, it's the one that's used in most films.
And this one, he's using the A word for butt.
Okay, all right.
His liver's not secreting the juices his body is needing.
Andy Dick.
This is my gay brother, Tyler. He's not really gay. I'm the only one that he's gay by proxy.
Wow. Oh,
that's just one of the cuts from his brand new hit album.
I think I'm going to have to give that a listen.
The great Andy Dick, Mike.
And the album is called Do Your Shows Always Suck?
What not?
What not?
Website is... how do you pronounce that? Is it
Oglio?
Oglio. OglioComedy.com for the great Andy Dick. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, this is Tiffany Parker. I'm on my way to come get my head shaved.
Tiffany Parker, you sound like a pop star.
Tiffany Parker, as it turns out, there's already a woman. There are two women who are already here, darling.
Wow.
So you better hurry.
All right, I need the address. I'm on Montrose Road.
All right, make your
You're very close, Tiffany Parker.
Make your broom go faster. Hold on just a second. One of our Time Life operators will be right by.
It's going to be a shave-a-thon.
We're going to get it going. Johnny, how many are here right now? Two chicks?
We got two.
Two? All right, well, let's wheel them in and we'll start the shaving.
All right.
We'll start the Britney Spears shave-a-thon.
Very exciting.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
More of the great. And a dick.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright. So pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. It's raining hard outside. So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. My girlfriend's cat just died. So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. The cops keep driving by. So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. Loving you is very nice, but not as nice as drugs. The Don and Mike Show.
Ready?
He's a punk. Suck it all. Don and Mike.
Suck on that, losers.
Hey,
the great Andy Dick. Can't be too great.
Home Alone and Interested in Sex.
That's funny. I said, that's funny. That's funny. Isn't it? That's really funny. I don't laugh. Funny.
I think I know.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Michael, hold on.
Now,
name
that laugh.
Mr. Tom Hanks in the Money Pit.
Wow.
I like that theme.
Impressive.
Right. That's the best.
Nerd.
There's no chance we can get a replay on that one, is there?
Oh, sure there is. For those of you who think he's good in Castaway in Philadelphia.
This is the early Tom Hanks work.
Oh,
That's after their bathtub falls through the floors.
Ooh, that's great.
Oh, Lordy. And the very talented Shelley Long in that movie also.
Michael.
Yes, I'm here.
Britney Spears is crazy.
She's cuckoo. She's back in rehab, did you hear?
She's in the news.
Uh-huh.
And we got a great bit here on the Don and Mike Show.
This is brilliant.
Chicks can come by and get their hands shaved. For $1,000.
That's a delightful amount of cash.
And then we'll put the girls' pictures on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Why don't you guys bring the first woman, Tracy? Oh, and about our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Got a facelift. A lot of new features on there. Buzz's News will be up there every day for you. The actual scripted Buzz writes out every day. It'll be up there for you. Of course, the audio highlights. A brand new moderated message board.
Right.
We like the looks of our brand new website. Want to thank our web guy, Craig. And also would like to thank the Junkies. Because, as it turns out, the guy that did the Junkies website, Junkies were nice enough to pass him along to us.
Oh, that is nice.
It looks fantastic, and we are so appreciative. It really is good to get a facelift on that thing, and you're going to love it. We know
I can't tell you how many times I would go to our website and say, how come our website doesn't look like that website?
Exactly.
Like Junkies Radio does, and they say, well, they got a guy. So anyway, thanks to the Junks for sharing that guy with us.
Thank you, fellas.
And we all got to stick together because the rumor du jour is that CBS, should I be saying this? Well, I don't care. CBS, our company, is thinking about doing away with all of the DJ websites that offer content, because the problem is that while our site gets something like, I don't know, 5 million hits a week, Junkie's site gets roughly the same amount, the Free FM site gets about 5 hits a week.
I see.
And more so when you consider... What, oh, John is shaking his head. I love it when I've said something I shouldn't have said. Well, I didn't hear that from John. I heard that from... Well, from John. I heard from John, but he's now left the room.
John has now fled. John has now fled in horror.
He's left the room. Anyway, that's just what I heard. So get to our website while it's still there.
Yeah, well, we'll have it no matter what, right?
Well...
Won't we have it even if they don't?
I had to fill out a questionnaire last week that was one of those things like, it was full of questions about our website from the company. And it was one of those things that I didn't really fill out all the way. You know how when we get stuff from the company?
You mean the piles and piles of paperwork that we're supposed to sign?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always do.
It was loaded with questions like, goddamn. John, what were some of those questions?
He's not at his station right now.
I think he's handling some of the other women that are here to get their heads shaved.
There were a lot of questions from the company, like, is it in our contract that we can have our own website? Is it in our contract? And it was my understanding that this form had been given out to a lot of people in the company.
Ah, I see.
That they're looking at web hits and... You know, they want all the hits to go, of course, to the...
They're trying to figure out a way to maximize their profit on it.
Right.
Right.
And that's perfectly normal in corporate America, and I salute them for that.
And about the big XM merger with Sirius, which people are talking about today, I find it all very amazing. Well, first off, we backed the right horse in that race.
And we'd like to say welcome back to an old friend. Well, now, what are we... We don't have a dog in that fight.
No, really.
We really don't.
Our dog in that
fight. We may.
Our dog in that fight is Mel. And what happens is that our old boss, Mel Karmazin, who went to Sirius...
I was very surprised to see that he will be running the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not like him. Not like him normally to be in charge of everything.
The way that I understand this, and satellite radio is like, with like 5% of America has it, so it's a small niche.
Right.
But the government... The only way that they will allow these two companies to merge is if the companies say, we will offer Americans a better product at a cheaper price by merging. The problem is that...
No. The way I understood it was that they will approve the merger if none of the DJs have websites.
Hold on. I was trying to be serious.
I'm sorry. You're trying to be serious about Sirius?
About commerce. Uh-huh. They will let them merge together if they say we can give it to people cheaper. The problem is that we've worked for Mel for so long, there's no way that Emerge Sirius XM is going to end up costing you more money.
Can't imagine.
I guarantee it's
less money.
Less money. Yes, I'm sorry, Mike. It's going to end up costing you more money. And get ready for this. Just like on good old fashioned radio, get ready for about a million more commercials on satellite radio with Mel Kay in the lead seat.
You know, it's interesting. I look at this merger and I see two separate entities that are now joining forces, and there will be none other. So to me, when there's no competition, I think that always works out better for the American consumer.
Always has.
I think it always works out great.
Because, see, the way that I remember it back in history class or whatever class it was where they taught the three branches of government, and incidentally, it would be awful on that Jeff Foxworthy show. Though, are you as smart as a fifth grader? Because they got me on the program question.
And for those listening to you right now, the three branches of government are the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That's You're right, Mike.
There you go. Thank you. Well, that's why I scored 600 on my SATs.
Anyway, the government generally will not let big companies get together unless it's going to be good for us,
right,
the consumers. And trust me, we know this about Mr. Karmazin. There's only one person that Mr. Karmazin cares about. That's Mr. Karmazin. And second would be...
Nothing wrong with caring about George Washington.
And second would be the shareholders. And third would be all of our great presidents.
Who have passed away.
Who are now on paper.
It's the nicest way we can say it. And as I like to always say whenever his name comes up, the business of America is business. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because as the new president of XM Radio always used to say, if the president's not on a piece of paper that I can take into a store and use as tender, I don't care about it.
That's right.
He used to say, don't talk to me about this, Bill Clinton.
Right.
Let's talk about somebody good like Andrew Jackson.
And the new company will be known as Smearius. Smearius X. And their slogan will be, what haven't we done for you?
Let's now welcome Tracy, who is here because Britney Spears shaved her head. Hi, Tracy.
Hi there.
Tracy, you've got a huge camera with an amazing flash attachment on there, and you're taking books out right now.
Oh, what are you doing, honey?
Share some porn.
Now, what is this, Tracy?
I'm a photographer, and I actually thought I'd bring you a copy of a book that I was in.
Women.
Oh, this is okay.
This is a book of naked women.
Yes, and Tracy. You know what? Nobody ever brings this really nice gift.
Hey, hold on, Mike. Look,
she
booked marker page. There she is, Tracy.
Yours are very tasteful, Tracy. She took the pictures herself, so she posed for her own photos.
Video.
You're an erotic photographer, are you?
Oh, probably video.
Oh, cool. And a video too.
Mike, keep going. There are more pictures of her than just the ones we're seeing here.
All right.
For goodness sakes.
Oh, there you are.
Boy, oh boy.
Wow.
Hey, look at that.
Not so you're a photographer, but you're a model also. Yeah. You photograph yourself.
Yeah. Tracy Lee, naked in this book called Erotic Women. The mammoth book of illustrated erotic women.
It's a very, very cool book.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
Hey, it's a scary picture of the Benjamin Hoffman. What?
See what turns me on?
What? Let me see.
Take a look.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. You just killed my buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah?
Want to go to Boner City?
Sure.
Take a look.
I knew it. I found that picture also.
Buzz already has a copy.
Yes.
Surprise. Have you been chatting with Buzz?
It's like a woman in the Demi Moore, I Am Pregnant and Naked.
Yes, so very tasteful.
This is truly tasteful stuff here.
Tracy, thank you for bringing the book down. You're a cute woman. I think you kind of look like Tina Fey. It might be the glasses.
Little Tina Fey, like.
I get Winona Ryder.
Now, you've got a huge red head of hair, and so is it the bucks primarily, or is this something you maybe were thinking about doing anyway?
The only thing I haven't done to my hair is shave it off.
And so you heard this and the idea appealed to you?
$1,000 with a camera gear would be a nice thing.
$1,000 with a camera gear. I like that.
The
All
hair
right.
will grow back.
All right, well, do we have a picture of
of
Q Tracy before?
This is a hell of a book.
Oh, it sure is.
I can't get my face out of this book.
Why don't we put this book up in the office? You know what I'm saying.
Got one for the office? I'll take this copy home.
If only we put one in the men's room.
There you go.
That would be a beautiful idea.
Oh, dear.
We'll never get in there now.
So now, Tracy, we'll have the pictures on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, is going to have her head shaved with the steady hand of Rob A. Speedbump.
Do we have any kind of cover to put on her, or are we just going to let the hair...
No,
you know, that's stupid.
Mike, it's just the hair falls where it may today.
Okay, very good.
Now, Robbie, what are you doing right now, my friend?
You have to oil the clippers.
Oil the clippers.
Yeah.
Now, the clippers have been oiled before, or?
You should oil them for every use.
I'm a real
is that true, Rob?
That is true.
Yeah. I mean, you get your hair buzzed all the time, right?
Yeah.
What are you concerned about?
If you want to oil them every time, because they will otherwise run hot, and you don't want them to run hot.
No.
Well, what were you concerned about, Tracy?
Being the guinea pig on these clippers that have...
Oh, I've shaved Don's head a dozen times.
Yeah, no, he's...
Well, these are new. I hear they've been used only one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite expensive. It's when Rob was being prepper.
Rob, before you start.
Sure.
This is so great. This is like the Britney Spears thing.
This is real.
When you saw the video, maybe you saw her actually take the clippers and cut a path out in her own head.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Rob very gently was just pulling Tracy's hair back to start this entire process.
Yeah. Tracy does not seem fazed one little bit. I mean, you seem unflappable. You're not really uptight about this.
No, like I said, it's hair. It'll grow back.
It's hair. It'll grow back.
I start the top.
Yeah, start at the top, please.
Right, very good.
Okay. Oh, can we turn off the bridge?
You know what? Hey, you know what? Can I make a request, Rob?
Sure. Let's not get started.
But excuse me.
No, I'm kidding.
Top, but maybe a little mohawk, too, so we can see how that looks
okay.
like.
All right.
A little bit on the right, a little bit on the left.
Here we go now. Beautiful.
Here we go.
Tracy, and?
That's, how's it feel, Tracy?
Oh, look at that.
Wow, it's coming.
I told my husband he could pay me $1,000 not to do it, but.
He didn't have a dog.
He didn't take
nice and gentle like.
There you go.
Okay, let me get the other side.
Oops. Tracy, do you want to... We're gonna get some pictures. Johnny, you want to get on this side? Do you want me to take the pictures?
Should get some midway
wow.
pictures here, I think.
God damn, Rob.
Ooh.
Now, Don, in the many science
fiction... I haven't heard her yet.
Science fiction movies and shows that you watched, did you find bald women hot in those
no.
movies?
How's
no.
That, how's that mohawk, Mike?
I do.
It looks very nice. Very nice, Rob. You're doing a nice job. Is it a comfortable procedure there, Tracy?
Not so far.
Not. It's uncomfortable?
No. So far, it's fine.
So far, it's fine. Okay.
Wow. It's a lot of hair coming on.
I don't forget about getting that hair out to the cancer kids.
All right, here we go.
That's our diamond in the morning treatment of this.
Mm. You know, right now, she's starting to look like Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
That will be a Ben Franklin look.
You know, a little puffed up front.
Is it my reverse mullet?
There we go.
You know,
the
coldest thing would be to leave her like that. Like with just one big splodge. Where she looks kind of like a retarded Billy Bob Thornton. with half of his head like Sling Blade.
Would you like some of these French fries potatoes?
She still has hair on the back. She's starting to look Sinead O'Connor now on the front.
Well, that's going to be the final look because, you know, she's we don't have a razor here, so it's going to be a really buzz cut is what the...
But, Mike, that's what Britney Spears did as well.
Yeah, she did the same thing.
She did not lather up her head and go at it with a razor.
Sort of Sinead-y.
Tracy, how would you rate the gentle and steady hands of Rob Spiewak?
I'm very impressed.
He is. Yeah. He's good at this.
Yeah.
He's very good at this.
You know, it's a good thing you don't have like a lot of bumps and junk on your head.
No, good looking head.
You do have a good looking head.
Good.
You really do.
You know, I've never seen it before like this, though.
And based on the book, the rest of you not bad looking either.
There's bumps other places.
Are you a natural redhead?
No, I'm not.
So that had a little color in it. You're kind of a brunette, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look at that. Look at Rob. And how long was the hair? By girl standards, how would you describe how long your hair was, Tracy?
Shoulder length.
And very, very thick.
I would imagine
her hair is going to grow back very, very quickly. Wow. And you can tell, like, where it's been shaved. She's got thicker hair than Britney has.
Where are the news crews?
Yeah, where's the camera crews?
Where's Live at 5 and where's Eyewitness News?
You have a small scar on the back of your head. Did you know that?
Yes, from when I was 2.
So. From when you were 2?
Wow.
Haven't had any brain surgery recently or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
All not right, from a previous go. Barber?
Look at all this hair.
You know what, Rob? That is your calling.
Yeah.
Really, that is your calling. Barber. You are.
Barber.
Shouldn't have said that, should I?
Barber?
Rob,
you should go to barber college?
Get out in the radio business immediately and become a full-time barber.
But only like, you know where Rob should be a barber?
Right.
He should be a barber at that depot where the Marines go in Full Metal Jacket.
Because he's perfect at giving those haircuts, and he could give them out lickety-split.
Okay, can you fluff your hair out a little bit? See what I miss.
God, is he fast.
You look okay. You know what? You look okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You pull it off okay, Tracy.
She's got just petite features, and she doesn't look bad at all.
Let me see.
Now do I look like Sinead?
Can you stand
up?
I
can take a picture.
Yeah, Mike, will you take a picture of her? Hey, Mike, take my picture with her.
Okay.
My hair.
Picture with her. Yeah.
Don't get in too close.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Everybody,
pull the hair up.
You smell.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Hey. That's all because the book there.
You do run more run
just
over
remember,
top.
She did mention her husband before.
She smelled good.
All right. Now Rob's neatening it up. Tracy, how would you evaluate the experience so far?
Well, I haven't seen myself yet, but...
Now he's Rob's getting a little closer. I think you're going to be okay.
Hey, Johnny, would you get the wireless mic?
There's one in here.
You got it? Great, because you can run a... Robbie, if you'll configure the board,
sure.
You can run it right to the John.
As I always do with all our guests.
Let her
yeah, because I'd like to hear her reaction.
Let her take a look at herself.
Oh, don't look at yourself in the window, honey.
Window glass.
Go in our bathroom. Go in our crap
sorry
room.
Sorry for the lack of smock. Really sincerely apologize.
Check, hello?
Yes? Come with me, sweetie.
Go on in our crapper and take a look at yourself.
All right, good luck. Minute thing.
There she goes.
Make sure you show the other gals, too.
There's hair everywhere.
Okay, now we'll hear her look at herself.
Okay. We're in the bathroom.
Tracy?
No, it doesn't look too bad.
She's unfazed. She was unfazed when she came in. She's unfazed now.
Where's the next woman, Connie?
Is that as close as we can get?
Connie, go in the bathroom. Go in the bathroom with Rob.
Check it out.
Hey, Robbie, I'm going to send Connie in there with you now. Connie's going to go in the bathroom with you.
Okay.
To look at Tracy's hair. Where's Connie?
It's not straight.
Just give the microphone to Connie. Connie, what do you think?
Hi, Connie.
Looks good.
Yeah. That's what we were going for.
Looks good.
And
these women that are doing this are very collected.
Mm-hmm.
They're very cool. They're very collected today.
Decided.
Okay. Well, listen, Tracy, you're the first. Congratulations. $1,000. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
And everybody,
Tracy, did you want to be neatened up a little bit?
Yes,
Rob, is there any chance you could just
we'll
tidy her up?
During the break, Mike.
During the break?
We'll,
okay.
We'll do all the cleaning
finishing
up.
Touches.
And we'll come back. We'll do Connie and the other chick that's here. And
how many do we have total, guys?
We have four.
So, so Tracy's
four.
The first. We have three more women to tackle after
four
this.
Girls.
All right.
$4,000. And hey, girls, let's all say a little prayer for Brittany. Huh?
Yeah, she's back in rehab. You know that, don't you?
Brittany Nicole Smith.
Yeah.
We don't want a banana Nicole Smith here.
No, we certainly don't.
This is too good. Because the last picture will be the best.
It's fascinating.
With the four chicks with the head shaved.
Yes.
And then somebody get that right out of the trays.
Oh, yeah.
Right away, because it's got to be Don and Mike.
Cutting edge.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike, take today's headline news. Get it? Headline.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. And some of the ladies have brought their kids around.
I think those are your kids, right, Tracy?
Mine are here.
Yeah, they're here. All right. Are they excited?
Hey, bring the kids in. Let them see mommy.
They're excited. Are you excited about this, kids?
Hey, take a look at your mommy.
There's mommy. There's the new mommy. What do you think? Look at the grin. I love the little guy. He's got an interesting reaction.
Go on up to the microphone. What do you guys think of your mommy's head?
She looks different.
She does look different.
Uh-huh.
How about the little guy? What do you think? Kind of strange? Is it okay?
Hey, buddy.
He's unfazed.
Hey, kid.
He's giggling. He's giggy. He's shy.
How you doing, little man?
That's about it.
There it is.
There
now nice. Mommy's going to, because mommy did this, she's going to get a whole bunch of new camera equipment now.
I get all
of my Legos. Oh, are you going to get Legos now?
And Legos.
Yeah, I love kids. The kids are unfazed
here. Can you tell a joke?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Sure, what's your joke?
We're giving out his phone
every
number.
Time you guys do that, make somebody laugh.
Okay, he's got a joke? Okay, we're ready for your joke, young man.
Make us laugh.
Ready?
Go ahead. One, two, three, go.
There are two muffins in the oven. The first muffin said, holy cow,
that's okay. You can start again.
Start over.
We'll start over, buddy. We'll let you start all over again. No problem. One, two, three, go.
The two...
No, I like hearing you tell it over and over again,
there's two ovens in the muffin.
The two muffins in the oven.
Sorry.
One, two, three, go.
There are two muffins in the oven. The first muffin said, holy cow, it's hot in here. The second muffin said... Holy cow, talking muffin.
Bravo! Bravo, that is a good joke. Kids.
Not an extra $1,000, though.
Kids.
So many of them are mistakes.
That's your philosophy today. Today's word, today's pearl of wisdom from Don Geronimo.
He was, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know. You know what happens?
What do you need, Tracy? A picture of you on your camera?
You
yeah, during the break, we'll do that.
Doesn't mean you don't love your kids.
That's right.
Doesn't mean you don't love your kids.
Not at all.
But who the hell plans for them?
Yeah, well, does anybody really?
Not me, Mike.
It's not like you can sit there and put them on a meter. You know what I mean?
Okay, so the shame-a-thon has begun.
Right. I like it so far. And thanks to Tracy for the book.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeez.
If only all the other women brought nude pictures of them themselves as well.
It's a good start.
Robbie, when we come back, you think you can line up three and you can bang out three?
Not with the care and precision I gave to number one, but I'm sure we can certainly shorten some hair.
See, what Rob wants you to do is justify him hacking away at their scalps.
And the first one, I'll use a knife.
You know, it don't have to be perfect.
That's true.
It just has, at least for the on-the-show part.
Right. Just looking forward to getting my hands on that blonde. Her hair is shoulder length, baby.
He gets that from me.
He's got the right man for the job.
Say this, Robbie.
The butcher.
Not interested in that book of erotic women.
No.
But he can't wait to cut the hair of Connie because her hair is longer.
No. You get that out of here.
If only I could punch her first. That's what Rob is thinking.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Mike, that's what Rob holding his nose.
Actually, Rob will show a very good interest in this book.
And the book of porno. And it's not really... Is it a book of porn?
No, it's erotic. It's erotic, but it's definitely good erotic.
Erotic pictures
nicely
of women.
Big book of porno.
It's actually better than a lot of
very
porno.
All right, we'll continue this. We come right back.
Yeah.
The Britney Spears hand shading experience continues.
Mm-hmm. Get it right out to the trade publications.
And really, I know that I was talking out of my ass with the website and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But someone is going to have to call Hughes and tell him we're giving away $4,000 today.
You won't be making that call, will you?
No. Hi, John. Have fun. Have fun with that call.
That's all right. It's in the budget.
Okay. We'll be sure it is. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That, that chick with the hiccups.
Poor girl.
She's on the Today Show today. She's still hiccuping. They're trying real hard not to laugh at her. So that went on for a while, and then this was Matt Lauer.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Matt Lauer.
The stars of Quest for Fire, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Everybody get a chance to get home tonight. Check out our website, DonAndMikeWebsite.com. Got a facelift.
Yeah.
About time, Don.
Nice.
Check it out.
Check out our new picture of Wayne Newton.
Bow, 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 bow. We got four more girls. Might get their heads shaved like Britney Spears.
Robbie is oiling up the shears. And we have our next victim, contestant.
On our website, under the Daily Log section is where you'll find her. Hold on, or is it under the pictures, John?
It'll be under the, I can't even think. I'm sorry. Yes, under the pictures section. Called Britney Challenge.
Pictures. Click on the pictures tab.
That's what this is, the Britney Challenge. As everybody saw, Britney Spears got her head shaved, and a lot of women are coming down here today to do it for $1,000.
Here is Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Hi there. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from D.C. area, but I live in North Carolina now.
You live in North Carolina, just passing through?
I came to visit.
Wow. You didn't hear this on the radio and just bust ass up from North Carolina to get your head shaved, did you?
I actually showed up last night.
Ah, okay. All right. Very
That's
good.
That's tobacco country, isn't it, North Carolina?
North Carolina is indeed. It is indeed.
You have beautiful long hair.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever had short hair?
I've had short hair, but I've never had shaved.
Are you going back to North Carolina with your head shaved?
Yes.
So are you going back tonight?
Again? Yeah.
No, okay.
Shall we start the day?
Confirmed.
Yes.
There we go.
All right.
Dad.
How's this going, Rob?
Oh, piece of cake.
She's another woman with a very thick head of hair.
All this hair appears to be natural.
Yes, it seems to be. She's not wearing a wig.
No extensions.
Here, Johnny, you want me to do that? Or can you get it from that angle, or what?
Better over there.
Better over here?
No visible scars yet.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah. It is a lot of hair, isn't it, honey?
Yeah.
You know, right now?
If you could take a compliment. Right at you. Kind of look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
There you are. Lovely picture.
I don't know what
you're looking like. You got a major mullet happening.
Yeah.
Right? And just the money, ma'am, is that the primary motivation here, or is this something you wanted to try?
Well, I really wanted to pay my mom's taxes, actually.
Oh, that's nice. What a nice daughter you are to sacrifice your head of hair for your mom's taxes.
Yes.
Does your mom have her hair?
Yes.
Oh, it's too bad we couldn't get Mom down here She's going to freak out when she, but just when you say this is for your taxes,
yeah.
She's probably going to burst into tears and say, what a great daughter I have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you another one of the ladies that brought your kids down?
No, I have no kids.
Good for you.
No kids, okay.
So you'll pay the taxes and then your hair will grow back and it'll be a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that, there's the happy ending. There's the dream happy ending right there.
Yeah, Robbie could do the sideburn.
Yeah, I got it.
Rob just flying through this head of hair right here. Yeah, you have to be careful around the ear.
That's the boy's calling. And when you cut a chick's hair, you realize that although many chicks do have facial hair, mm-hmm. for instance, Connie does not, but yeah. her natural girl sideburns are like almost like Captain Kirk on Enterprise.
Point. Right, right. Yeah. And it's the hair that goes down. You ever see guys that can't grow sideburns that try to do it with the hair?
Right.
And it looks so gay.
Joe.
It really does.
Joe.
I'm on my second beer.
All right, Joe. You're up in a moment.
How does it feel? Do you feel liberated with your hair gone?
Sure,
Mike. Sure. Right.
Now let's take her in the John. And let her get a look at herself on the wireless microphone.
They're going to be talking about you down at the courthouse.
All right, go ahead.
I know.
Nice job, Robbie.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Now, Connie, don't look in the window. Go into the bathroom and let's take a look now.
Another one.
Rob will take her into Don to Mike men's room.
Uh-huh.
Take a look at herself.
Come on in.
Let's listen.
All right.
Wow.
Off the top of the ear.
What'd you say?
Another look
at
that.
All right.
I don't think. I got a beautiful face.
Clean it up a little bit.
Very nice.
You better not give it away tooth replacement. Someone had to say it.
It will be.
Radically changed her appearance.
He's got a good method.
It did. All right.
Nice. Very good. Connie. Nice job.
Connie won.
$1,000 for you.
$1,000. Thank you, Connie.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. Let's bring our next
lady. All right. Let's bring our next lady in there.
Hi there, honey.
Hi. Hey. Hey, baby. How you doing?
Does it get better?
What's your name, ma'am?
Marianne Wood.
Marianne Wood?
Yep.
Marianne, are you from North Carolina?
No, I'm from Alexandria.
You're from Alexandria? And strictly the money or something you've always wanted to do?
Well, I've thought about saving it before.
Really? Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You are? All right.
And my kids and my husband aren't going to like this too much.
Okay, your husband, what do you think your husband's going to do when he sees you tonight?
Can't do much.
Is that your phone, honey?
Can't do much.
Would that be your hubby listening right now? Maybe? Yeah. No?
Oh, my daughter.
How old are your kids?
18, 21, and 9.
Oh, you have a 9-year-old. Yeah. Wow, okay. All right.
Well, let's start
I was
share.
Thinking, that was my 18-year-old that called. That's why I said that first.
All right. Start to share. Why don't you think I'm watching an episode of Cops?
Do you mind if I ask what you do for a living?
I'm a handy woman. I work.
You're a handy woman?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like a carpenter? And
I
say,
do a little bit
somebody's
of everything.
Your kids are calling you? Are they going crazy?
I do a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything? All right.
She says handy woman. It makes me think of those videos.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you a hat. A nice handicap.
Well, this is going to be easy because you do not have a lot of hair. You keep your hair very short. Absolutely.
But it is not so short that we are going to give her the Sandy Duncan Peter Pan discount.
Mm-hmm.
It's long enough.
It's
that
long enough.
She gets $1,000.
I mean, the hairdo that you have right now, I would say it looks a little bit like, I don't know, Kevin Costner.
We'll do the back first.
And what I love is the demos that the first gal I would estimate would be, what, maybe 30s?
Right.
Early, second gal, roughly the same age.
Uh-huh.
I'd say that Marianne is
40s or 50s. Yeah. 40s or 50s, Marianne?
Mid-40s,
right?
Babies having babies.
Right. Very good.
How's it going there, Robbie?
Perfect. We're doing a different
Rob
method.
Rob is really getting through the handy woman's hair.
Good there.
Anybody
doing it here?
Hey, Johnny, I've got some pictures over here. Gotcha.
Yeah, we have to get these pictures done. How's it feel? Does it feel pretty good?
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That feels good.
Rob, it's too great. Do it from the back.
Yeah.
It's too great to shape. Take a picture.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, get a picture.
I was just mesmerized. I'm sorry.
Take a picture from the back of what Rob has done already.
All right.
To poor Marianne.
Marianne, what are you going to do with the money?
Oh, pay some bills.
Yeah. Just pay some bills.
Pay some bills. Help my kids out.
Okay, that's nice. Another noble person taking care of her family. And John now taking the picture. And Rob now completing the task.
All right, finish your up, Rob.
Rob now skillfully one-handed.
Yeah.
Just zapping through this. Yes, he is.
And the shears working well for you, Rob? They seem to be really working well.
What a nice set.
Marianne.
Really nice cut.
Marianne.
Are you talking about the shears? Are you talking about our
we'll
subject?
We'll talk about
here?
That later.
Okay.
Hey, Marianne, what did you think when you saw Britney Spears getting her head shaved?
Not much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for that answer. Very good.
Not much,
what are you best at in your handywoman trade? What are you best at?
I'm not a pro at anything, but I can do everything.
So you're an inch deep and a mile wide,
yes.
Right? Okay. Very good.
Who's your favorite driver?
My favorite driver? Yeah. Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Yep.
Dale Jr. How about that 500, huh?
Yeah.
That's really something.
Can I bend over for a second?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, sure. Bend over for a second.
Well, that's my other daughter.
It's your other daughter?
It's your other daughter.
Are they upset, you think?
Okay, we'll clean you up in a sec, but that's good for now.
All right.
There you go.
She's a very sweet lady.
That feels good.
It does.
Go take a look at yourself.
Looks all right.
Really good. Go take a look at yourself.
Come here.
And we appreciate you coming down. Rob will take you in there.
Hey,
sir, ma'am.
She looks like a man.
This is interesting.
And here they are. You're in the middle.
Like listen. Demi Moore on G.I. Jane.
Exactly.
Yes,
like Demi Moore.
My thoughts exactly. My thoughts exactly.
Keep lying to yourself.
My thoughts.
Thank you. Let's bring in Melinda.
Melinda, we have another person to
wow.
come in.
Yeah, one more. We're going to bang out one more here.
Melinda, so to speak. Rob is hacking away.
Right? Tiffany. Did we not do Tiffany?
Tiffany, who did we forget?
Tiffany.
Hey,
oh,
baby.
Tiffany, okay.
Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Is Tiffany our last subject?
Yes, she is, Mike.
We have one more after that?
Yeah.
Have a seat. One more.
Hold on a second. We might not have one more, right?
No, we do. No.
We do?
I'm holding up my sign like, do we have money? And John's saying, yeah, we got money. Yeah. What the hell?
We got it. And hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Where are you from?
I am from Southern California.
Southern California. People coming from all over the country to get this done today.
Yes,
thank you.
Now, how did you decide to come down here? Well, you just heard it and decided you'd do this?
My boyfriend is forcing me to because he needs the money.
Oh, now wow. That's not good.
That's slippery.
Yeah, no, he's going to need it for bail. So he's going to jail tomorrow.
For what?
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do? Jail for?
He beat a puppy.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he beat a puppy for no reason.
Well, we can't have you in our contest, though.
We can't. If he beat a puppy, we can't give him money for
it. It was an ugly puppy.
I'm sorry, get out of here.
I'm sorry, we're sorry. We can't do that. That's just the same.
That's like a whatnot. I'm sorry, you're out.
What's that? What?
That's not true. I'm actually using the money to buy 1,000 tacos.
She's playing with us.
Now we
That's a violation, too.
What to believe.
Is your boyfriend going to jail tomorrow or not?
No, he's not.
Right. And you're not going to buy 1,000 tacos. Now we're going to ask you one more time, smart person.
Miss Smarty Pants.
Got a question for you.
Andy, dear.
I want to ask you.
Hey, buddy.
Why are you here and what are you going to do with the money?
I'm here because I was talking yesterday about how much I wanted to shave my head. Ah. And a friend called me and it's a great opportunity.
Okay.
What the hell? Go ahead.
Let her have it, Rob.
Go ahead.
Very good.
I don't know.
Rob's going. Are you going from the back? Forward?
I like going from the back.
You know, I should tell you. I know that I made a joke at the beginning of the show. But we should take all those hair and done it at the counselor for kids. But really,
we should.
That's what we are going to do because yes, now I'm looking at this. There is such a pile of hair on the floor. Oh, either Rob's going to make a nice sweater out of it, or I just see on the screen now that Cancer for Kids actually has called and requested the hair.
Good. Very
so
good.
As much as we hate to do stuff,
it's lots of love, right?
That's nice for people. Yes. We will donate the hair to them.
Good. This
awesome.
Is a good donation. A lot of it.
That's very good. And, Rob, you are going through this hair like nothing. How's it feel?
Okay.
Is that the truth or a lie?
Hey, Rob, am I right or wrong? But is, is this the first one that you've put a little passion into?
She's trouble.
She's a little mouthy.
She is.
She is a little. I'm pretending every hair is 1,000 tacos. Put your head up, darling.
Yes, sir.
I think she's going to follow Brittany. In more ways than one.
That's rude.
That's what?
That's rude, Mike.
I'm sorry.
That's rude, Mike.
You're the one that lied about the puppy. You upset me. I like dogs, and I didn't like the puppy. Now, if that had been a cat joke, the camera, I got to take a picture.
You're a puppy killer.
Where the hell is it?
You're a fake puppy killer.
Oh,
you took it.
You know what? You're really a good-looking girl, even though you're kind of heavy on the attitude. But you know what's going to kill you with a shaved head? Those eyebrows now.
What are you talking about? My eyebrows are beautiful.
Your eyebrows.
I can correct
them. Look at that. That's a great picture.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. You know, especially. Hey, wait. You know, hold on, Rob. Hold on. Before you do anything, wait. because it's her, I'd really like to know if she would like to keep it just like that.
You'll leave it like that?
Because really, that just see if she likes it. Because I think she might. I think she might.
No, she wants it all gone.
It all off.
We had just a little left on front. Just a little bit like...
off to one side.
I just saw the movie over the weekend, Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
You know the bad guy in that who has the blood coming out of his eye?
Right.
He's got a haircut that's not like a Hitler haircut, but it's like a comb-over like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what she had left is very similar, but now it's gone.
There we go.
There she is, all done. God. How do you feel?
All shaved.
Oh, God, it's great.
Oh, hey, that's a good positive reaction.
Don't look at yourself in our bathroom mirror.
All right, very good.
And let's,
she likes it.
Let's get the reaction now.
Could start a new trend. Right,
very
actually.
Cool. Bye-bye, honey.
All right, see you later.
Remember, eyebrows.
Man. What was something? Somebody was a dead man. I'm not sure we didn't. I'm not surprised.
Probably don't want to repeat that.
Let's go to the green room, the bathroom, the brown room.
What do you think?
It's good. It's good.
She'll
go back in a couple of days.
It'll go back in a couple of days.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that dog's coming back in a couple of days, too.
We got one more?
We do. Melinda.
One more. Melinda.
Okay, let's bring our last girl here.
Amazing.
Melinda.
Five women came down today. They got their heads shaved.
Hi, Melinda.
We'll have a nice slideshow today on our website for Britney Spears.
How are you?
Hi there, Melinda. You come from work?
Yes, I did.
Where do you work, my dear?
I work for RGIS Inventory. Services.
That's wonderful. A nice ponytail you have. You have long hair, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my look God. This is the longest hair so far.
Look how deceiving that ponytail was.
And strictly the money? Any particular reasons?
No, the money.
Just the money.
Did we get a...
Money, honey.
Did we get a before picture of her?
Did we get a before?
Yes. Okay. All right.
Very good. This is the greatest challenge. Rob, how many inches of hair do you think are there?
I would say her hair is every bit of 20 inches.
This is the longest strictly
nearly
for
two
the money.
Hair.
What are you going to do with the money when you get it?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Okay.
Go shopping.
Go shopping.
Shopping for my kids.
All right.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I heard they got this. I saw an ad yesterday for this new birth control thing.
Yeah.
The last 5 years.
Huh. Really?
I'm just mentioning that some of our babies having babies coming in to get their head shaved today. Did you see the ad for this thing?
No.
It's a, it's this.
Here you go, dog.
Look at this hunk of hair I've just been handed, and
that is amazing.
It's still warm.
Wow,
the hair
fresh off the head.
The hair is warm to the touch.
Wow.
Yes, here you go, Mike.
No, that's okay.
Take the hair.
I don't
want to
touch hair.
To
hair grosses me out. I don't want to touch hair.
Hey, Mike. Wow.
I'm not a hair toucher.
You
notice I'm staying away from all the hair that's on the floor.
I'm smelling the hair right now, and. I am not kidding you. Really. Take a whiff and tell me if it doesn't smell a little turpentine-y. Smell it?
Yeah.
Sit up.
Yeah, now, have you been in some sort of turpentine?
Oh, no, hold on. It's the 3-in-1 oil that Rob put on the Clippers.
Oh, that's what it is.
Boy, this is
that's what it
hair.
Is.
Wow.
She's got the biggest head of hair so far, and a very nicely shaped head, also.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I've never seen my head.
I'm serious.
So you're nervous, though. You're right. You're freaked out.
Actually, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Nobody's really been fazed
by
it.
John, get a picture of all that hair on the floor.
Because it'll grow back, you know?
It'll grow. Hair will grow. And everybody's had a great head of hair.
We better get a silver star from that Lots of Love place.
Yeah.
You should see the bag
now,
of
will
hair.
They be able to use it all, like, clumped up together? Or do we have to separate
it? You guys should have done a ponytail first and then cut it.
Yes, sure.
2020 high. Now you tell us. Jesus.
Just let you know.
Well, this won't be the first time we do this.
John has been in contact with them, and they're happy with whatever hair we give them.
Oh, good. Okay, fantastic.
Lots of love. There we go.
Head down.
Hey, listen, did you hear about...
Oh, jeez. Look at that. Wow.
But it was hard to do in one swipe.
Rob, you're doing a great job, really.
Through a jungle.
I mean, Rob is... Just really, I mean, in short order, he's taking care of all these heads of hair.
What did you think of Britney Spears shaving her head, honey?
I just want to know what's wrong with her.
Yeah.
And what was the deal with going in rehab for one day?
She's back in now again.
Oh, she
told
is?
Her,
checked in to
again.
Stay, I think. I don't
know. I shouldered it on 495 for like 5 miles to get here.
Did you really?
Thank
oh,
you.
Good. Thank you for that.
Well, thank
that
you.
That was very nice of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And really, Rob's doing a very nice, smooth cut here. Lovely.
And Robbie, that's close to that. Oh, you just got to do her sideburns?
That's the hard part.
Here's what's nice about this.
Don't take an ear.
We're sending these women away
with the Rob finished product. This is not complete. They haven't all been completely tidied up yet.
Please go in our men's room. Don't look at yourself in the glass there. Go in the men's room. Look at yourself in the mirror.
See what you think.
But yeah, there it's all gone, honey.
Let us know.
It's all gone. Here we go.
We're going to get the reaction right now. Let's listen.
How many times did you say you brush your teeth a day?
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm ready to go home now.
Very good.
That's the best reaction we've had.
That's it. Ready to go
That's
home now.
That's the best reaction we've had.
Oh, it's a crazy bit.
Look at that. Let's give them all a round of applause.
Crazy.
Wow.
The Britney Spears shaving challenge.
Yeah.
Turned out. Yeah, there's hair everywhere, isn't there? Turned out to be a good one. Jesus Christ.
That's a serious amount of money we just doled out, too.
Hey, Mike, can I come touch you?
Yeah, no, Rob, that's okay. But, Rob, I admire your dedication to the program.
Woo!
Boy, oh, boy. You're
Look
getting,
at
like,
that.
Scabies on your fingers now, Robbie.
How about that?
I see blonde, I see brown, I see red.
Yeah, man.
I see everything on our floor.
You know something? We get we paid $1,000 per girl, and I don't think there's any way we should have done it for less.
Buzz's newscast is coming up, and Buzz, I hope that news has got some teeth to it.
It does.
It's got some bite to it today.
Oh, yeah. You got any rotten stories in there?
Oh, I do.
And no stories are missing, though.
Oh.
Don't say it often. I love you guys.
Oh, I truly do.
All 32 stories.
I like it when you play along.
Thank you to all of our chicks that came by today.
Absolutely.
Connie and Marianne and Tiffany and Melinda.
And Tracy.
Tracy.
And Tracy with a book.
Fantastic.
All those pictures will be up on our website by the end of the show today. We've got a break now. We'll be right back with Fred's News.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
I got a case of the blahs. Need some good news. Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
They will make you sacramental. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let me see. What did we not get to today? Britney Spears.
Britney Spears came in and sat in my chair and said, I want to shave my hair off. And I said, well, I'm not shaving your hair off.
So according to owner Esther Tognosi, Spears grabbed the shears and did it herself.
Now, we missed our chance to have that chick on the show today, but we were shaving the other lady's head.
Worth it.
But we do want to thank whoever that lady's name is at Esther's Haircutting Studio.
Tognosi.
What's her name?
Tognosi.
She was going to be on the show, but...
Esther Tognosi.
We'll have the pictures of our ladies getting their heads shaved, and Brittany's picture as well on our webpage.
Good.
Tom Brady knocked up that last model that he was with, and he's with another model now.
Yes, he's a daddy.
Ray Liotta got a DUI this weekend, and if you want to predict the American Idol winner with just Google searches, the winner is Antola, how do you pronounce her name?
Antonella?
Yeah, the hot chick from Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
And she also goes to Catholic University right here in Washington, D.C.
The second most searched contestant is the Jack Osborne guy, Chris Sly, and the third most searched contestant is Jason Sundance Head, the fat guy with the goatee.
Doesn't surprise me a bit. The early leaders.
You know what's weird is Ray Liotta got a DUI, and yet Andy Dick walks free.
Well, you can't blame Ray Liotta. He's got that helicopter flying over his car all the time.
And Andy Dick, what a great performance that was today on this show.
It was true Andy Dick.
Really, we could just run that segment over and over tomorrow and take the day off.
He is a fascinating interview.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I gotta go, guys. Hey. And I don't mean, like, leave. I mean, I have to go to the bathroom.
Hi there, Frank.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm well. Using Harry Potter-like ingredients, scientists are helping people regrow fingers.
Hey, take a look at that.
Same way a salamander regrows a leg or a tail.
All right, hey, you want to see what I made grow back, Rob?
And they may be able to help us regrow other body parts as well, including someday, perhaps, new hearts.
Not going to help him.
Look what I made grow back. It looks just like a finger.
What are you doing?
I have a hair in my mouth.
Hi, Bo. Only one. This summer, government scientists will use pig bladder powder to try to help soldiers regrow fingers they've lost in battle.
Wow.
One man who lost a fingertip in a table saw accident saw that finger grow back in about 6 weeks after getting this new treatment.
Jesus.
By 4 months, the finger looks perfectly normal with no scar tissue. It's great news for people who like to button their own clothing. Doctors studying this say we still have a lot to learn.
Oh, man. For this man, there's hope.
Why do books suddenly appear?
Man.
Every time you are near, just like me.
That's right.
They long to be close to you.
What an incredible medical breakthrough. Well, sadly...
Go ahead, Buzz.
Sadly, this scientific news comes a little too late for Heather Mills McCartney. But a lawyer for the former Mrs. McCartney, by the way, says last week's story about her signing on to appear in TV's Dancing with the Stars, not true.
Hey, you timed that out good.
Sorry. Every breath you take...
There he is.
Dennis Murphy.
Every move you make...
Continue, Buzz, please.
By the way, before I forget, and I wouldn't normally bother you with Anna Nicole news because I'm just as sick of it as anybody, but this is too good not to share. As you know, there's a custody battle over possession of her body, and today the Broward County Medical Examiner testified that the body is deteriorating faster than we expected.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Yeah. Just thought I wanted to share that.
Yeah, and you love sharing that.
I thought they were going to involve her over the weekend. Wasn't that the whole deal? They're going to, like, spray her and make sure she was kept nice and shiny.
They tried, but they
Scotch garter.
They didn't have enough fluid for her.
All they can do is Febreze. But this next story comes straight from the horse's mouth. The horse in this case being Kelly Osbourne.
Hold on there, Buzz.
Now I'm not interested in
not her.
Stop it.
Not
that woman singing.
Let's talk about Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah, at an AIDS benefit over the weekend, Ozzy's daughter was on stage introducing one of the bands when she announced that a member of her family has been diagnosed as HIV positive. She didn't say who.
Well, she's only got one brother and one father and one mother.
Right, so presumably one of the four of them.
Wow.
In the Dominican Republic, though, hookers are the guinea pigs in the testing of a new AIDS vaccine. A major drug company, Merck, has rounded up 175 prostitutes for the experiment. The women are given free meals and cosmetic gift bags for taking part in the trial.
Some swag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
Gift bags like the Oscars.
What is this tape that says, I hope I don't have AIDS?
That's from the Sarah Silverman show. Bet you like it.
Oh, I heard this in Q. I didn't know that was Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, ladies.
No, not him.
Hold on a second. Sarah Silverman.
Hold on.
Oh, wait, we'll be letting it in.
The wrong tape was in the machine. You know, we got so many tapes. Did we even hear Wayne Newton singing at the All-Star
I don't think
game?
We did.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's doing the big entrance at the NBA All-Star game.
Wayne Newton. That's Wayne. Here is Sarah Silverman.
I sure hope I don't have AIDS.
Have you ever had unprotected sex?
Is there any other kind?
How many times have you had unprotected sex? There are two numbers here.
Oh, that's for the front.
But they're the same number.
I know. I'm kind of OCD like that.
Did you ever have a blood transfusion in the 80s?
Yeah.
You did? You had a transfusion in the 80s?
Oh. No, I thought you said in Haiti.
How long were you in Haiti?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I was doing a lot of heroin at the time.
What other tape we didn't get to? You got tape of Shaq talking?
Oh, yeah. He talks good. This is with Craig Sager?
Yeah.
After the race?
No, a Buzz. Shaq is a basketball player.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was...
After the NBA All-Star game. No, yeah, Shaq in the number 32 card.
And Shaq is the Dean of All-Stars, selected for the 14th time based on yesterday's breakdancing. It seems like you always have fun. How do you maintain your youthful exuberance?
By watching Charles, Barney, Magic, Reggie, and the other guy, I forgot what his name was, starts with a K.
Kenny Smith.
Kamen, Kimon, Kenan. Charles, I got to ask you a question. Whose blazer is uglier today, Craig's or Damon Jones?
Speaking of Charles, he wants to thank you as well for your unwavering support in his match race against Dick Bavetta.
Yes, us big guys always got to stick together, baby. United we stand, divided we fall. Me and Charles are tighter than pantyhose, two times small.
All right, have a good game.
All right, I'll see you.
How can you not love the big man?
Jack! Did you see him break dancing?
No, I did not.
There was when they were warming up, Shaq started doing that thing like from the 80s where you roll around on your shoulders
on the
parquet floor, and then he got up and he did some very queer like thrusting of his pelvic
popping.
Area. Yeah.
And he was popping and locking.
Shaq Daddy.
And that's the way we say it. Popping and locking.
That's how
we are white.
That was Shaq at the race, as Buzz said.
Yeah, but no, after the race. After I meant the foot race involving Charles Barkley. That's what I was referring to.
Okay. Well, then, the props to you, Fred. I thought you were talking about the car race.
And in fact, he did refer to Charles' foot race.
In the world, in the words of Shaquille O'Neal.
Huh? Get it on.
Oh, about that flight attendant for Qantas who admits she banged Oscar-nominated actor Ralph Fiennes in the lavatory of a flight from Australia to Africa. 38-year-old Lisa Robertson has been fired after admitting the deed to friends, then told a London tabloid.
Oh, that's not
right. I'll bet she finds work. And in case you hadn't noticed, Anna Nicole Smith isn't the first or only Playboy playmate to die an untimely death. The most famous before her, of course, include Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, and Dorothy Stratton.
Is this the whole thing about the Playboy Bunny curse?
Well, you can't.
Wasn't
really...
Sharon Tate a Playboy Bunny, too?
I don't think she was.
No! She wasn't?
I don't believe so.
Just an actress.
Yeah.
Johnny Manson.
Monroe died of a drug overdose, Mansfield in a car crash, Stratton murdered by her husband. There have been at least seven others to die before reaching the age of 50. But that's out of the more than 600 women who've posed for the magazine. I don't think you could call it a curse, but certainly noteworthy.
Everything is sneaky up around Sneakyville.
Mm-hmm. Chuck Manson.
Also one of our contestants earlier, where the ladies would get their heads shaved. How'd it go, ma'am?
Everything is sneaky up around Sneakyville.
Thank you for being so handy.
The future of satellite radio, when we continue.
Okay. This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's the word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show. Enthusiastic and reverent. Don and Mike.
Let me see. Tomorrow on the show, I think we're going to discuss clown phobias.
Man. Pennywise.
We still got the whole Larry King, King of the Blurbs. We did some research on all of the quotes that Larry King gives to adverts for movies.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And it's really pretty freaking incredible. Joe Ardinger found, and again, we have found Joe's wheelhouse.
Really?
These 1950s educational tapes.
Right.
He's got a couple that are going to go right to the top of the list.
What now? What's new?
One is called The Trouble with Women.
That sounds 50s.
And the other one is called...
Actually, that sounds like 2007.
Supervising Women Workers.
Yes.
Here's the best way to do it.
That'll be on tomorrow's show.
Good.
And also, please remind me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the Don and Mike Spotlight on Client of the Week.
Oh,
the
yay! Nice.
Not exactly sure who it is, Mike, and I heard the spot during a commercial setting.
Not sure either, but I believe they'd need a special mention for their advertising dollar.
On WJFK.
It's not a public service announcement.
Wow. Right, here on Free FM in D.C.
Right.
That's darn nice.
Did you hear the commercial for sperm donors?
No, I didn't.
John did it. John, you did the commercial, right?
John, I think we've gone to a new level here.
Proud moments,
yes. Congratulations.
I mean, I would think that, like, donating blood would be the lowest you could advertise on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually have a client now that's advertising for sperm donations.
You know what I call that?
are those source of income.
Oh, no.
I thought I'd swing by right after donating blood.
Uh-huh.
How many takes did it take you to do that read?
I did 4 or 5. I don't remember. It took a couple times to get past the whole idea of saying donate your sperm.
I'm just surprised Travis Smith didn't help out more on that one.
The amazing thing is that client is pure trade.
It's a trade account.
Here's just one other thing that just bugs me.
What?
If we wanted to spend 1 minute talking about sperm, yeah, they would delete the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to spend $1,000, mm-hmm, bring it on.
That's the way it works.
Uh-huh. Bring it on.
You have to pay for that kind of time.
Right.
Hey, and the good news about you, though, after hearing you last night, you can be working in Rockville and donate in Fairfax.
You know, I didn't even tell you the grossest part of the Atlantic City trip.
Oh. What?
The best part.
What?
We had a little Jason Pollock show up in my room.
Really?
Jackson. We did.
First day or the second day?
Jackson.
Second day.
Man, I told Carla to get out of there.
Second day, though, she wasn't there.
Oh, good. Okay.
Janet and I.
Oh, all right. Oh, thank
Where's
God.
Where's my black
light? Off the bed.
Right, congratulations.
And it was king size. So, I mean, off
sure.
the bed.
So to speak.
I don't question this anymore.
Off
I don't
bed.
Either. I never did, really. I feel, though, whether I question it or not,
mm-hmm,
he'll keep talking about
it. Oh, yes. You know what
till
we did?
He's done.
You know what we did?
What?
What we no. did was...
Why did I ask what?
What yes. we did was we pulled back the very heavy bed sheet,
uh-huh,
so that there was only the very light white sheet, uh-huh, that you use underneath the comforter.
That's thoughtful because in hotel rooms, those are the ones that are routinely laundered.
Uh-huh. And also, on a brand new fresh white sheet,
uh-huh,
you could actually see all of the base hits. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on. Mike, on it.
Yes, I understand exactly what you're saying.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Same type of thing,
eight.
Really.
Yeah.
Can't stop. Involuntary reaction.
Mm-hmm. You just see me like a mental patient. I'm down at the end of the bed, actually going like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, because I'm counting the spots, right?
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got done. Jeez, there's at least 20 spots by the end of the bed. Let me go off the edge of the bed. And then I went down by the floor.
You know, he's making this all up. You know this.
I don't know.
He's making it all up. He's working me. He's making it up.
I swear on my children's life, this is the absolute truth.
Okay.
Off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And
off the bed.
From me sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Against.
From you sitting in the room next door.
Through the wall.
Around the corner,
really okay. Like down no into one. The mousetrap, and then you sunk my battleship.
Really lucky no one was hurt.
Okay, we'll discuss this another time.
Because I know sure we will.
I know we will. Much to our delight.
You are somewhat fascinated by it.
No, I am not.
Somewhat
yes,
fascinated.
Are.
No,
the reason you keep talking about it is that you know it bugs me.
How does it keep working itself in the show?
What's that?
How does it keep working itself back?
Well,
into the
technically,
show?
You got me there because I did make a joke about it. Mm-hmm. I did make a joke about it, but it's because it was the subject. I didn't force the subject, you see. I just
and
made
I didn't
a joke
force
about
it either. It just
no,
happened.
Yeah.
What can I say, Mike?
It doesn't have to.
What can I say?
Well, you can't say it. You're a gifted natural athlete.
One point, I was actually on the floor. I said, uh-huh, I think I feel a wet spot here, but I don't know.
You know what? I was in the same hotel. We were on different floors, but I heard it.
You're mocking me now.
Yes, I am.
Don't mock me.
I won't. I'm trying to figure out a way to stop it.
There's not many ways.
Stop.
There's not many things I can be proud of in the bedroom.
Nothing can
I'm
stop.
I'm proud of that.
I know you are.
I found something I can do well.
I know.
And here's a shock.
I don't know what to say.
The only person that benefits is me.
Yes.
As always, the giving lover that
I
am.
Well, I'm not doing this. I'm not getting into a serious discussion with you about
why?
It.
Why?
Because I'm conditioned to that. I'm conditioned to the give and take of the show.
Right.
I'm just going to stop.
Let's discuss it tomorrow.
Okay. Sure.
No.
Yes.
He won't sleep tonight.
Please. I'm going to have another one of those nightmares.
What? Need one. Oh, thank you. Hi, Buzz. That Rob was telling me something technical.
Behind the scenes talk there. Old school radio guys went into a panic when satellite radio arrived on the scene.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Some nervous Nellies even changed the names of some of their stations to Free FM to emphasize that you don't have to pay for the kind of radio that has commercials.
Hey.
The truth is, satellite radio is in enough financial trouble at this point that the two existing companies are now talking about a merger. XM and Sirius want to make it so, but they have to convince a skeptical FCC to make it happen. If they can pull it off, it'll take nearly a year and a half for the merger to become reality.
Talked about it before, Mike and I gave our two cents on this. Shock that Big Daddy Mel's is going to be in charge of the whole operation.
I think it's fantastic.
And you know what it means long term?
What?
Higher satellite subscription rates and more commercials. Trust me, we know the guy.
Yeah.
We've worked with the guy for years.
He knows how to make money.
It's what he does.
The FCC's already turned down the merger between DirecTV and Dish Network for television, so I'd be very surprised if it changed here, but with this guy, anything's possible. And a lot of people don't know this, but when Howard Stern left Free Radio for Sirius, he took less than a tenth of his audience with him. He went from about 10 to 12 million listeners to 1 or 2 million. And now that spinners...
Welcome to our world, won't you come on in?
Now, nothing wrong with having a million or two listeners, Buzz.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
That's nothing to throw a booger at.
No. It's over a million people.
That's nothing to shoot off the bed with.
Knew it.
Now that spinners, shiny spinning hubcaps have been around for about 7 years, there's a proposal to ban them in New York State.
Can I give me a C?
Oh, hold on.
What up?
There we go.
No word on why a state senator is sponsoring the bill, but if it passes, a person could get up to a $750 fine for driving with spinners.
Oh, why?
Don't care? First they came from the rims, for the rims, but you didn't speak up because you didn't have rims. Then they came for the fuzzy dice, but you didn't speak up because you didn't have fuzzy dice.
Yeah.
When they come for the I'd rather be golfing license plate frames, there'll be no one left to speak up for you.
Help us, help us.
My lesson for today.
Oh.
And finally, maybe you know somebody who's stuck in the 80s, not like this guy, however. Paul Paris of San Francisco was in his 30s when he went to prison for bank robbery in the late 1990s. Some things don't change in 20 years. On his release, Paul was robbing banks again. He allegedly knocked over a Citibank on February 9th of this year, but a lot of things do change over 20 years. Police say Paul was easy to find in his members-only jacket. I'm Buzz Burbank.
That's good.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
That's it, and we do thank you, Buzz.
Right.
Also, thanks to the great Andy Dick. His new CD, Do Your Show Always Suck, is released today. Go to... what are you looking at me like that for?
Nothing. I'm glad you're thanking the great Andy Dick.
UglyOldComedy.com. Also, thanks to all the girls who came by for the Britney Spears Challenge today. After blah, 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 blah. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
Bye, buddy.
All right, sperm bank.
I'm a donor.
Yippee-i-yo-i-yo. This is the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.